was married and had a child, it would have been a lot harder than it is right now. But thankfully, the way things are going, my daughter's able to grow up and ride a bus that I am now able to ride on my own with my wife, and she can come out to all the shows. And every night, you know, I used to sit there and look out front of stage and think how pretty those girls were in the front row. And now I look side stage by my monitor console and see the two prettiest girls in the crowd.
Superstar country for Central Texas, KMIL 105.1, The Ranch.
On Black Friday, you may find yourself at the corner of holiday shopping and, holy cow, this is nuts. Thankfully, Walgreens makes it easy. Look for our coupon in this Thursday's paper for 25% off regularly priced items, from holiday must-haves to everyday essentials. Plus, get in and out in a breeze with close parking and short lines. That's how we make Black Friday a little less stressful. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
With card restrictions apply, see app for details.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hello, Jessica.
Hello, Jerry Newman, my former State Farm policyholder.
No, this is Larry Newman, inquiring for a friend named Harry, who wants to know about the discount double check.
Oh, sure. That's when we comb through your policies to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve.
Oh, that sounds glorious. Take me back, Jessica.
Jerry.
You've seen through my clever disguise.
The discount double check could save you hundreds. Ask a State Farm agent today. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today.
Say the game embodies what has made our country great.
Cameron, yo, football is on the air, live on the Ranch.
Government lead is 21-0. Looking to add to Priva. Quick pass over the middle. This one's caught by Sheffield. Breaks a tackle. Touchdown, Yeoman. Intercepted by the Yeoman. Going the other way. Inside the 15, the 10. Justin Pratt. Touchdown, Yeoman. To Priva. Looking for Shelton again across the middle. He's got it. Touchdown, Yeoman. And Williams will get the call. He's fumbled the ball, and it's on the ground. The Yeoman pick it up. Darius Johnson, he's across midfield. The 45, the 40, the 35, down to the 30 and 28-yard line. The Yeoman are back in business.
Fighting Cameron Yeo football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Cameron Autoplex, Sioux Falls Freighter Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, by Little River Materials, Buckholz State Bank and Cameron Buckholz and Rogers, Capolino Dodd and Krabs LLP, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Cameron Nursing Center and Rehab Center, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring and Fireplaces, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Little Funeral Home, and by Julie Shulock, your State Farm agent in Cameron. Now, it's football time.
Crusader Stadium in Belton, Texas. Joe Smith alongside is Ed Colley and Buffalo Bill Whitmire. And this is Cameron Yeoman playoff football on 105.1 The Ranch. Good to have you aboard this evening on a gorgeous Black Friday night. And the temperature is nice and crisp, Coach. The facilities are perfect. And if we were the home team, everything would just be lovely.
Well, this is a perfect setup for a playoff game. It's a beautiful place, two good football teams, and lots of excitement from two communities that love their football.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a packed house here at Crusader Stadium this evening for an 8 o'clock kickoff. We are getting a little later kickoff tonight because the crew was practicing for their playoff game earlier, and they needed a little more time to get the place ready. So 8 o'clock kickoff tonight. We are about 20 minutes away from that. We'll bring you the national anthem, the coin toss, and all of our pregame stuff, our starting lineups and all, coming up here on the pregame show as the Cameron Yeoman take on the Troy Trojans in a rematch of a district game, Coach, that will be nothing like that game 4 weeks ago.
Absolutely not. This is 5 weeks later. The Troy Trojans have improved a great deal. Coach is hoping that the Cameron Yeoman have too, but they know each other. The Troy Trojans have been hoping that they would get a rematch, and the Cameron Yeoman just glad to be here. And it's going to be very interesting to watch, because I don't think you're going to see a whole bunch of different formations out of Troy like we did the last time. They know what they want to do, and they're going to come at you with the slot T and variations of that. So it's going to be a good ball game.
Well, in the game prior, in the regular season game, the Yeoman won that 41-0, held Troy to only 197 yards of total offense. They came out in the wing T, but they shifted into the spread several times during the night. And that's probably not something we'll see tonight. They've kind of gone back to the basics of the wing T and focused on that, and they've really gotten better by doing that.
Well, they really have, and I was watching them warm up down here, and I think the only passes, of course, by the time I say that, they'll start throwing them out in the flat, but it looked to me like they were going to use a lot of play-action passes and going down the seams, and you know that the Cameron Yeoman have been susceptible to the long, big play all year long, and faking against the wing T teams, we've let those receivers get loose, and we can't afford to do that tonight.
Well, of course, Kyle Whitley, the quarterback, he is the engine that makes this offense go for the Trojans. And in the previous game against the Trojans, he went 6-for-10 through the air, threw an interception, and a total of 22 yards. So the Yeoman kind of held the passing game in check. He was also the leading ground gainer with 121 rushing yards on 20 attempts. So he both facets of the game there offensively, he's the mainstay.
Well, you've got, anytime somebody comes at you with a slot T, you've got to handle the fullback. And then the next guy has got to be that quarterback. And as big as he is and as much success as he had last time we played him, I think you're going to see him toting the leather quite a bit.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman come into this game scoring a total of 566 points on the season. That is an average of 47.2 points per game. And they have allowed 193, or they've allowed 16.1 points per game. Now, the defense has scored 32 points in that 566. So the defense has contributed their part. Yeoman are averaging about 415 yards a game in offense and allowing about 292 yards per game in offense. As we enter week 13 of the high school football season, the Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans, coach, this is always a goal that you set for yourself, and that's, you want to be playing the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, you certainly do. I remember Coach Rhodes this morning telling Brett, he says, man, I'm glad we're having this conversation here on Thanksgiving weekend.
The Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans, lots of maroon on the field tonight. Of course, the Yeoman are white on white tonight, being the visiting team. With their white hats and maroon trim, the Troy Trojans will be maroon on white with their maroon hats here at the University of Mayor Hardin-Baylor. Beautiful facility, beautiful night for high school football, and we do have some games already underway. We'll recap some of those out of the Division II bracket of Class 2A first. The number one team in the state, East Bernard, is tied with Poth 7-7 midway through the second quarter. Refurio is up on Rogers 17-14. That is early in the second quarter. That could be easily, Coach, 120-130-point game.
They can both put points on the board.
Wascom is up on Crawford 6-0. That's early in the first quarter. Centerville losing to Corrigan Camden in the first quarter 8-0. And we have a couple of finals in Division II. Sonora lost to Canadian 28-14, and Abernathy lost to number 5 Cisco 41-14. Let's bump over to the Division 1 bracket now, where some games are underway. And number 3 Wall is up on Bushland 21-0. New Boston beating Malakoff 7-0. Pottsboro is beating Dangerfield 7-0. Franklin and Godley are tied at 7. Newton is up on White Oak 6-0, and Hallettsville is up on McGregor 6-0. Those are the games in Class 2A underway. Of course, in each bracket, there are 16 teams remaining. That will be cut in half after this weekend. So the Yeoman are looking to be one of the final eight after this one tonight. It's the Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans live from Crusader Stadium on the campus of Mary Hardin-Baylor. We'll take a quick timeout and be back right after this.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and loveseats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium on the campus of Mary Hardin Baylor. What a beautiful facility here tonight. This stadium will lie north and south, I believe. And, of course, the clock end zone and the big Megatron is in the north end zone as we are facing east from the home side press box.
Correct.
I hope I've got all that right.
You're right.
We'll try to paint you a picture of this one tonight. Beautiful stadium floor. Of course, it's decked out in purple and gold, the colors of University of Mary Hardin Baylor. And we are about 13 minutes away from kickoff, according to the clock on the scoreboard this evening. And, Coach, this is a game where, you know, it's, you always hear that it's hard to beat a team twice in the same season. It may even work against the Yeoman a little bit that the first game was so lopsided.
Well, it really, the talent hasn't changed at all. The talent, the speed, none of that has changed. It's going to be the attitude of the two teams, which is so important when you go again to a football game. But when you've played them before, I remember Coach Rhodes talking in the newspaper and also in his program this morning about complacency. Well, he doesn't mean that they don't care. But when you have beat someone 41-0, unless you take them real seriously and understand that you're in for a dogfight, you can get surprised. And that's what that causes more gray hairs than anything else, that your team doesn't come out and play what they're capable of playing. And both coaches are sitting here hoping that Troy is sitting over saying, I hope that we've improved enough and we'll cut out the mistakes we made. And the Cameron Yeoman are sitting there saying, I hope we have the right attitude. If we have the right attitude after a 41-0 victory, we ought to win this ball game. But those are 16, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids, and you never know.
Yeah, well, you know, typically when a team comes out against the Yeoman, they are high-spirited in that first quarter, and they really play above their heads a lot of times.
Yes.
That wasn't the case when the Yeoman faced off against Troy in the regular season game. It was Yeoman all the way. Same with McGregor when the Yeoman faced off against McGregor. But in this atmosphere tonight, you expect both teams to have that pretty high spirit, and things may settle down toward the end of the first quarter and work into what we expect to be the tempo the rest of the game.
Well, I was listening to coaches talk the other day, and they were talking about the three seasons. And, you know, there's the pre-district, and there's the district, and then there's this one. And this one, you don't lose one. You lose one and you go home. And so you play that district to qualify for this one, and then this one is really for all the marbles. And it's really hard to imagine a bunch of kids not being ready to play for a playoff ball game.
Well, the winner of this one will take on the winner of Hallettsville and McGregor in that game right now. Late in the first quarter, Hallettsville holds the edge 6-0 over the Bulldogs. The Megatron in the clock end zone is featuring fans on both sides of the field. As you know, we saw that at the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, but we haven't seen it since. Pretty unique feature that they have fan cameras.
Well, I'm going to tell you, this is a beautiful setting, and if they haven't, this is my first time to see the place. But if they haven't seen Mary Hardin Baylor play and haven't seen their stadium, they need to make a note to make sure they try to see one this year or at least next year, because this is a beautiful facility.
It is a very special place. And, you know, it's the pride of Belton on the campus of Mary Hardin Baylor Crusader Stadium. We're glad to have you listening in tonight, whether you're listening in on the radio or by way of internet at KMIL.com. Thanks for joining us. Our national anthem is coming up momentarily. Coach, both of these teams, like you said, this is a different season, a new season. What do you expect, I don't know, out of the chute tonight? Do you think Troy feels like they're going to have to maybe catch the Yeoman off guard? Or
I think they're hoping that. I think they're going to come out and continue with the success that they've had the last 2 weeks. Whatever has been successful for them, they're going to hit the Cameron Yeoman with it. It would not surprise me to see a trick play in there early in the ball game by Troy trying to get up on the Cameron Yeoman, because they don't know what the Yeoman are like when they're behind, because they haven't seen them behind. But I think the Cameron Yeoman will come out and do just what they usually do, and they're going to try to balance their attack and try to keep the ball, you know, keep from turning the ball over. So I just think it's going to be a knockdown drag out, just like you'd expect when you get this far in the playoffs.
Well, the coin toss will start things off, as the strategy will begin with the coin toss and who takes the ball first. And we'll carry that live from midfield here shortly. You're listening to the bands perform their school songs at the moment. We are about 8.5 minutes away from the opening kickoff here at Crusader Stadium. The Cameron Yeoman are 11-1 coming into this one, and the Troy Trojans coming into this game with a 9-3 overall mark. Their three losses came to the Rogers Eagles, a 48-34 loss in game three of the season. Then they dropped a close one to McGregor, 34-27, and of course the 41-0 loss to the Cameron Yeoman. Their road to this Regional 3 semifinal game saw them go get by Hempstead, 35-20, a game that they fell behind quickly. Hempstead, a very quick team. But the Trojans just continued to do what they do best. They wound up winning that one 35-20. And then last week, the Trojans got by Marion 29-20 to reach this Region 3 semifinals game. The Cameron Yeoman, of course, whipped up on Edna 59-20 in the bi-district round. And then in a very, very cold and unpleasant playing condition game last week, they got by Aransas Pass 36-18 in a game that was plagued with turnovers and cold hands that balls popped off of, and it was really a miserable night for football. Of course, you know, nearly everybody played in that across the state of Texas last week.
Oh, yes,
last
that's
week.
True. That's so, true.
So it's a much more pleasant atmosphere.
Oh, this is almost perfect.
You couldn't draw it up any better.
No, there's very little wind at all, and the temperature is great, and it's dry, so you don't get much better than this.
We'll take a break. We're waiting for the teams to arrive. We'll have the national anthem. Here come the Cameron Yeoman making their way onto the field. The national anthem and the opening kickoff is coming up. We're back in 30 seconds.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home talks about the celebration of life.
Let's remember that loved one, their life, about the way they lived and what they embraced. Funerals are really about life. Our attitude is we need to remember this person by celebrating the life that they lived.
Call Mark Burns Label Funeral Home anytime. Serving Central Texas families since 1908. 254-697-3661.
Crusader Stadium, as the Cameron Yeoman are making their way onto the field, and we are moments away from the kickoff. We'll have our coin toss tonight live from midfield as well. The Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans in week 13, round 3 of the playoffs. There's 16 teams remaining in Class 2A Division 1. After tonight, there will only be 8 remaining. And here come the Cameron Yeoman. They are decked out in white on white with their white hats and maroon trim, maroon numbers. The Troy Trojans still awaiting their arrival onto the field. Coach, if you're a yeoman and you win the coin toss tonight, do you just put the ball in the hands of your offense?
No.
You don't?
I would defer. I simply like to do that unless there's a real great advantage, like the wind or rain or something of that sort. I really like the idea that I can come out in the third quarter and have a chance to have that ball first.
Well, if you're a Troy Trojan and you know how explosive the Yeo offense is and you want to keep the ball out of the hands of the Yeo offense, do you take the ball first?
I think you would. I think they'll want to take the football. You watch me be wrong on both of these. But I think they'll want to take the football and try to set the tone and not give the Cameron Yeoman an opportunity to put points on the board before they can.
Well, the Troy Band will perform tonight's national anthem, being the home team tonight. Now, we have Yeo fans across the way pretty much filling up the visitor side of Crusader Stadium. In addition, there are many Yeo fans in the upper deck of the home side of Crusader Stadium. So you'll hear Yeo fans from both sides tonight.
And you'll hear an echo off of these stands, too, because there's an echo in this canyon.
Yeah, and it's going to be loud. This is truly a playoff atmosphere here at Crusader Stadium tonight. The Trojans make their way onto the field. Again, they are decked out in maroon on white with maroon stripes down the legs, maroon helmets as we line up for tonight's national anthem. And that is performed by the Troy Trojan Marching Band. The weak sound of the national anthem. I'm not sure what happened to our field mic, but anyway, we're going to have the national our coin toss tonight at midfield is coming up, and our coin toss is brought to you by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home, serving Central Texas families since 1908. Let's see if Coach's strategy is right. You know, we won't know if you're right or wrong on both counts, but on one count we will, depending on who wins the toss.
That's true. Which isn't bad.
Captains for tonight are Reed Nickerson, Samari Wright, Colton Sheffield, and Adam Carranza Justin Pratt for the Cameron Yeoman. Captains for the Troy Trojans are number 25, Ryan Sedlacek, number 50, that is Hayden Matke, and I think that is 21, Kyle Whitley. And we'll take it down to the field if we don't have our microphone on. I'm not sure why our microphone's not working. Here is the coin toss. And it looks like the Cameron Yeoman may have lost the toss. How about that? Troy wins the toss, and they want the ball.
Yep.
Keep it out of the hands of the O offense.
Keep it away from them. Try to put points on the board.
So, Coach, our starting lineups tonight brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Start your fall lawn and garden projects with a John Deere lawn tractor. Starting lineup defensively as the Yeoman will be on defense first tonight.
Defensive ends will be Traylon Weber and Chris Lewis. The nose guard will be DeAndre Adams. The linebackers will be Michael Gellner and Ryan Cullen, Samari Wright and Adam Carranza. The right cornerback will be Justin Pratt. The left cornerback will be Colton Leibye. And the safety will be Reed Nickerson and Jalen White. A very familiar defensive lineup.
All right, the Cameron Yeoman taking the field now as the Troy Trojans will get the ball first, and that is Whitley back to receive the kickoff for the Trojans. Along with, I think, Jake Schmidt, the deep backs. And Michael Ebon will tee it up.
Hey.
Get And this one is underway. Yvonne kicks it high and short. Whitley will field it at the 14-yard line, coming up the middle to the 25 and up to the 30-yard line. And that's where the Trojans will begin their first series of the evening. That is about a 16-yard return by Whitley. Kyle Whitley, the quarterback, he's the one that makes this team go. And he will keep it right up the middle. He'll get across the 30 up to about the 34-yard line. That's a gain of 4 yards. Second down and 6 for the Trojans. Ball is at the 34-yard line as the Trojans sprint to the line of scrimmage, slot left, and the handoff around the right side for no gain, maybe a loss on the yard. The handoff went to Ryland Cox.
Well, he faked the fullback to the right. The tailback came to the left, and fullback came to the left and gave off to the wingback going back to the right side, but that side of the line was not fooled.
It is third down and 5. Give him a yard on the second effort. And a big third down here early in this one. Opening drive of the night. Man in motion. And Whitley tries to sneak across. And he will be tackled short of the first down. A gain of a couple out to the 37. And it's fourth down and 3 for the Trojans.
I think we're going to see number 21 have that ball under his arm an awful lot tonight.
And the punting unit is on for the Trojans as Colton Liby and Aaron Sims are back deep to receive the punt. A 3-and-out in the opening possession of the night for the Trojans. Here's the punt. It's a high end-over-end. It's going to hit at the 35, fielded on a bounce by Colton Liby. At about the 28, it gets up to the 31-yard line. But good downfield coverage by the Trojans. And the Yeomen will begin their first drive of the night at their own 31.
Well, they knew not to punt the ball right straight to one of those two safeties back there, so they tried to kick it towards the sideline and to the right side of Liby, also keeping them from being able to run their reverse back here, and it was very effective.
Hallettsville on top of McGregor now, 12-0. That is 9 minutes left in the second quarter. Yeomen come to the line of scrimmage on their first drive from the near hash mark. The Yeomen are moving left to right, away from the clock end zone or from north to south here in the first quarter. Capriva has Trayon Smith flanked to his left. Twin receivers go to both sides. The O sideline is the wide side of the field. Smith gets the handoff looking for daylight and dives across the 30 up to the 32-yard line. That's only a gain of a yard.
Well, they've stunted. They're lined up there. You can tell one linebacker is going one way. They're slanting the nose the other way. So get ready for a lot of slanting, stunning defense.
Trips line up to the wide side of the field this time. That is Sims, Jalen White, and Miles Brooks. Sheffield along wide to the right. Smith is in the backfield. Second and 9 from the 0-32. Long snap count as Capriva takes the snap. Hands off to Smith. He's breaking into the secondary across the 40. 45 brought down. No, he spins free at midfield. East of the 45, the 40. And out of bounds at the 39-yard line, Trayon Smith on an explosive play from scrimmage.
Well, that time they didn't try to go sideways. They ran straight up the field, caught that stunt, got a great block, and then he did a good job of breaking away from the secondary around the 45.
A 29-yard run by Trayon Smith, and it's first and 10 for the Yeomen at the Trojan 39-yard line. Again, Brooks, Sims, and Smith now wide to the left. Naked gun for Capriva with twins to the right, Washington and Sheffield. From the Trojan 39-yard line, Capriva's going to throw. Looking deep across the middle for Sims. He's there. He's got it and drops it at the goal line. Beautiful pass by Jason Capriva.
He usually makes that catch.
Man, that was a strike by Capriva, and Sims just didn't hold on. Sims had 4 or 5 yards on the defender.
Well, he ran right by Whitley, who is about 6'2" and playing a safety, but he can't match him stride for stride. I'm looking for Sheffield on this side to be doing some of the same thing.
This time Smith is in the backfield with Capriva. They'll set up twin receivers to each side. Ball is on the near hash mark, second and 10. And this time Smith is going to be hit behind the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a yard.
Well, they ran a stunt. And when they guess right and the Cameron Yeoman don't, they're going to have those kind of plays. But you can go from having almost a 60-yard touchdown to a 2-yard loss. But they're gambling on defense. And if you catch him in one of those stunts, you can pop it and go all the way.
Third down and 11 now for the Yeoman. Capriva will send twins to both sides. They need the 29 for a first. Ball is at the 41. Capriva dropping straight back. Pass over the middle. Incomplete. Big rush put on Capriva.
Brought a linebacker, a safety. They've actually brought a safety and a linebacker. They're showing a six-man front, but that time they brought seven, and he got to Capriva before he could get the ball pinpointed where he wanted it.
A little bit of talking going on after that tackle by Guines on Capriva. The Omener looks like they're going to go for it from the 41.
No. They're going to punt it.
Quick punt as Capriva takes his two steps back, and he will pooch punt. And this is going to be angled to the near side. It's going to hit at the 15 and roll out of bounds at about the 14-yard line. So each team has traded possessions and punts, and the Trojans will be back on the field now from their own 14-yard line.
We've got a guy down with what appears to be an ankle injury. That right is, about the 15-yard line.
That is Kylan Harrell, who is down at the 15, so we have an injury timeout. We'll take a quick break here with 8:36 left in the first quarter. No score. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch and KMIL.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Donalek from Ebco Development in Cameron. Okay, so one of those bargain home improvement workers hurt himself on the job. Who pays? You do, because his low prices don't include insurance for problems like that. So you think you got a bargain? Wrong answer. So why take chances? Ebco Development has been there for you since 1984. Remodeling, new construction, roofing, and more. Call us first. We're Ebco Development. 254-697-2186. 697-2186.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium, where Kylan Harrell is being assisted off the field. That's not good if you're a Cameron Yeoman fan. Kylan is a mainstay in that offensive line, and he is gingerly being helped off, favoring his right ankle or right leg. As the Trojans will begin this drive from their own 14-yard line, first and 10. They were three and out in their opening possession. The Yeoman had one 29-yard run by Trayon Smith, but other than that, were more or less shut down as well. Some scores as we are still awaiting this game to get back underway. It is 12-0 Hallettsville over McGregor. And Dangerfield now leading Pottsboro 14-10. Under center goes Whitley, and he will hand off the fullback. It is stacked up for no gain.
You have got to control the fullback. If you control him, now you've got stuff going wide, and you can do something. But when it's straight at you and he can make yards, you've got a problem.
Second down and 10 from the Trojan 14-yard line. And this time, Whitley will hand off to the tailback coming around the right side. He stacked up after about a 2-yard gain to the 16. That was Jake Schmidt. And it's going to be third down, and we'll call it 7.
Well, we had Adams and Wright all over that play.
The Trojans were 3 and out in their opening possession. And it's third down and 7 here for the Trojans from the 17-yard line. They sprint to the line of scrimmage. One man goes in motion, that is Schmidt. And Whitley wants to throw, rolls to his right. He's being chased by Weber. Throws it over the middle, incomplete. There are no flags. Schmidt wanted a flag, but no flags. And it's fourth down and 7, and the Trojans will have to punt again.
As long as you can make them throw that football when you want them to throw it, the Cameron Yeoman will be ahead of the game. Yeoman should get good field position out of this exchange.
Here's the punt as Lyby will... No, it will actually hit at the 42 and take a Yeoman bounce back inside the 40 to the 39-yard line.
It was almost blocked, Joe. Weber came through there and almost got it.
So that was like a 17-yard punt.
That's correct.
To the 39-yard line. And the Yeoman are set up in great field position. 7:19 remaining in the first quarter. No score. Second possession of the night for the Yeoman.
Well, they're playing a four deep. They've got four guys across back there trying to keep us from going deep on them.
Yeoman have twin receivers again to each side. Smith in the backfield. It's a quick pass right side to Sheffield. Gets a block. He's across the 35, the 30, and run down from behind at the 27-yard line. A 13 or 12-yard pickup. And Washington threw the block that sprung Sheffield then. And it goes for 12 yards and a first and 10. This time, the Yeoman load up the wide side with three receivers. Sheffield is alone near side. From the 26-yard line, Smith with a hole. Inside the 25, but it caves in quickly and about the 23.
They've got a middle linebacker, Joe. Last week, they had the Aransas pass people. Had a spy guy sitting back there about 7 yards deep, just keeping an eye on Trayon. This time they had a linebacker, this number 7 who rushed a while ago, is sitting back there just watching for Trayon, and he's one that made the play.
Second down and 7 for the Yeoman. Knocking on the Trojan red zone at the 22-yard line. Capriva. On a reverse to Sims. He's got room inside the 20. Cuts to the outside and fumbles it out of bounds at the 14-yard line.
Well, the thing about it is they knew that play was coming, and the outside linebacker came across. But one of those Cameron Yeoman pulled out of there and made a great block, and Sims turned it up inside. And if he gets going north and south, they better watch out.
Picks up 9 on the carry, and it's first and 10 inside the Meleyers Discount Center red zone at the 14. Capriva going to throw, looking corner of the end zone. Diving catch made inside the 5 by Sheffield.
I mean to tell you, that is a hard pass for anyone to cover, and it Capriva put the ball down low. Sheffield went down on the grass and made the catch. Going to be... Going to give it first and goal for the Cameron Yeoman. Ball resting right inside the 5 at about the 4-yard line.
Yeoman will send twins to both sides. First and goal. Capriva with Smith in the backfield. Smith gets the handoff. Inside the 5, down inside the 3 to the 2. The pile is being pushed to the 1-yard line. And when that's where the forward progress will stop, maybe the 2.
2-yard line, I believe, is where the head linesman got it.
Second and goal from the 2 now for the Yeoman. No score. Second drive of the evening for the Yeoman. The Trojans have had the ball twice. And we're 3 and out each time. The Yeoman send Sheffield and Washington wide right. It is Sims and Pratt wide left. And a direct snap to Smith, looking for a hole, second effort, and he is in for the score.
Direct snap to Smith, and he takes it right straight in behind that big offensive line. And they just shoved him back into the end zone.
And the Yeoman draw first blood on a 6-play, 39-yard drive capped by that 2-yard TD run. Capriva will hold as the Standards Lifecycle Solutions extra point coming up. Garcia boots it up and through, and with 4:44 remaining in the first quarter. Our score, the Cameron Yeoman, 7. The Troy Trojans, 0. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch and KMIL.com.
Raising a family costs a fortune. There are so many expenses, unexpected as well as expected. We provide the loans and investments you need to help you secure your family's future. We have the know-how, resources, and technology to make the financial side of raising your family a little easier. In times like these, it's good to know you have a strong bank behind you. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks. Equal housing lender, all loans subject to credit approval.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium, round 3 of the high school football playoffs. The Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans, a couple of District 13 2A Division 1 opponents. And in the first round of this, Coach, the Cameron Yeoman dominated the Trojans 41-0 from start to finish. And it, so far, Coach, it looks like it's picked up where it left off.
Well, it has, but I'm expecting to see Troy start throwing the ball a little bit anyhow, just to keep that secondary alive.
Here's the kickoff. It's high and angled to the near side. It's going to be fielded at about the 18-yard line. Coming up the sidelines, he stepped out of bounds. Let's see where they mark him. At the 29-yard line, that is where Elijah Saldana stepped out of bounds on the return, so about a 10-yard return by Saldana.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman have given up big plays all year long, and they can't afford to do that here, and that's what I'm worrying about right this minute. Somebody in the secondary is going to get caught up in one of those play fakes.
And the handoff is to the tailback, and he is hit and dropped after about a 3-yard gain out to the 32-yard line.
You've got to stop Mayo.
Yeah, Mayo is actually the, I think, would be considered the fullback.
He's the fullback in that formation.
That's a 3-yard pickup by Mayo. As the Trojans sprint from the huddle to the line of scrimmage again, under center is Whitley. He will hand off right side to Mayo, and he squirts out to the 35-yard line. And it'll be third down and 4 now for the Trojans. Still looking for their first down of the night. They were 3 and out in their first 2 possessions of this game. 3:55 remaining in the first quarter. 7-0 Yeoman sprinting to the line of scrimmage. Whitley under center. And he's going to keep it around the right side. He is going to be hit by Samari Wright and down a yard short of the first down. And it's going to be a decision time for the Trojans here.
I think you can look for Mr. Whitley to have that football most of the time that Mayo does not have it, because he is a big, strong runner.
And it looks like they may go for it here on fourth and a yard from their own 38. They come to the line of scrimmage, may just try to draw the Yeoman off. The Yeoman get into their defensive position now, send a man in motion. A fumble on the exchange, but Whitley looks like he picks it up and dives forward. It's going to be really close. I don't know. Our coaches say they didn't get it. But the line judge from this side is giving a very lenient spot, but they've spotted it with the other judge. And it's right at the nose. The nose is right at the 39-yard line, and they may have to bring the chains for this. On a fourth down and 1, an exchange from center was fumbled, but Whitley was able to pick it back up and lunge forward. Here's the stretch of the chains, and it is a first down. How about that?
Well, they don't want to give that ball back to the Cameron Yeoman, I know that. This is the kind of game that they have to play, keeping the ball away from that Cameron Yeoman offense.
So a fourth down conversion right there by the Trojans. First and 10 now from their own 39-yard line. A slot right, and Whitley will keep it, and he is hit by Samari Wright and dropped after a short gain, maybe a yard.
Well, he tried to fake to the fullback and then keep it one hole wider, and Samari was going to have no part of that.
A gain of a couple, actually. It's second down and 8 at the 41-yard line. 7-0 our score. The Yeoman lead it. with 2:45 remaining in the first quarter. Our first quarter tonight is being brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron. Here's a handoff to, no, that is to the tailback. He is slung down by Samari Wright. Jose Avila on the carry. A gain of a couple of more yards, but Samari Wright is just all over those running backs tonight.
Right this minute, that was just going to be a power sweep, and he picked up a yard.
Third down and 7. Call it a short 7 or a long 6. To the line of scrimmage comes the Trojans. Under center, Whitley. He's going to throw. Dropping straight back. Got a man running free out here, and it's caught. Down at the 32-yard line, Jalen White on defending.
Just exactly what we were talking about, giving up the big play. He already faked that ball and came back one receiver down the field, and we did not stay with him.
Bryce Harriman on the receiving end of that as the Trojans pick up their first down of the evening, and it was a big one down to the 32-yard line. Second first down. And the handoff over right tackle and brought down by DeAndre Adams at the 30-yard line for a gain of a couple.
See, a big play like that suddenly gives your offense new life. If you can stay away from the big play and make them grind it, they're going to make a mistake or do something. But you give up a big play and you give them new fuel.
Solis on the carry for a couple to the 30. It's second down and 8 for the Trojans. Slot left, under center is Whitley. Slot man in motion. Whitley's going to throw again, looking deep downfield, and he overthrows everybody.
Well, he didn't. He had a free play. It appeared that Cameron Yeoman jumped off sides when a man went in motion. Now, whether he was drawn off or not, I don't know, but it looked like Whitley had a free play.
And that is the call as the Yeoman were off sides on the snap.
Defensive end jumped across when the man went in motion.
It is going to set up a second down and 3 instead of third and 8 because of the penalty. And the ball is at the 25-yard line. 1:08 remaining in the first quarter. The Trojans on the move against the O defense. And Whitley will keep it. He is swallowed up, gobbled up by Weber for a big loss. Well, that's not a big loss, but a big play by Weber, a loss of 2, and it's third down and 5. Ball is at the Yo 27-yard line now.
They've got 2 downs here to make that first down.
They need the 22-yard line. Slot left, man slot in motion. And he gets the toss out to the right side, and he's got the corner. Samari Wright swallows him up, but not before he is brought down at the 17-yard line.
Well, somebody got caught flat-footed because all the quarterback did was stick it in the fullback's belly. He didn't run an option. He just pitched the ball out wide, and whoever was supposed to be outside on that pitch man was not there.
That was a 10-yard pickup on the toss sweep to Solis. And it is first and 10 from the Yo 17. Solis is in the slot again. This time the handoff is over the right guard to Jose Avila, and he is slammed to the turf at the 14. That's a gain of 3.
That's just an old power play out of the slot T, handing off to the tailback going into the slot side with the fullback leading and pulling a guard.
And that is the end of the first quarter of play. The Yeoman lead it 7-0, but the Trojans are on the move inside the Yo Red Zone. We're at Crusader Stadium in Belton, Texas. The Cameron Yeoman lead the Trojans 7-0 after first quarter. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Determination, teamwork, and commitment. Those are some of the ingredients it takes to succeed in the classroom and in the game. Little River Materials is proud to stand behind our students that make the sacrifice to be the best they can be. Whether it's academics, athletics, band, or FFA, Little River Materials salutes you and the hard work you put into being a yeoman.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium, where the Trojans have put together a pretty impressive drive. This will be the 12th play coming up of this drive.
And this is what their offense is geared around, is keeping the ball and eating up clock and keeping the Cameron Yeoman offense on the sideline. And then if they can put points on the board to go with that, their strategy is working.
Drive started back at the Trojan 29-yard line after the kickoff by Yvonne. They'll come to the line of scrimmage, slot left, and Whitley will roll right, going to throw, looking. And he has his man, but he drops it at the 8-yard line. That was intended for Colton Mayo.
Fullback coming out of the backfield.
And it's third down and 7 now for the Trojans.
Actually, they had a man deep, a man in the flat, and then Mayo from his fullback position came slipping out. But even if he'd have caught it, he was getting ready to be hammered.
White Oak has moved ahead of Newton 28-20 late in the first half. Whitley will hand off left side and driven back. Wow, great defense by the Yeoman as Jose Avila took it off a left guard and was met by a brick wall of white jerseys at the 11-yard line, and it is fourth down and 4 now for the Trojans.
Well, they tried something new. They brought the man in motion to the right, then gave off to the tailback going to the left, and the Yeoman were ready for it.
Whitley under center. Solis in motion. Whitley will keep it around the right side, and he dives inside the 5 down to the 3-yard line, maybe the 2, and it's first and goal for the Trojans.
You're going to see a lot of this guy. I told you after we saw him last game, he is a big, strong runner, and he gets up ahead of steam. He's hard to bring down.
First and goal from the 3-yard line. Whitley has Mayo directly behind him. Mayo will get the handoff. He is hit and driven back. No gain.
I'm going to tell you what. Mr. Wright stood him up right there in the hole. Just that was the end of that.
Second down and goal. They might have forward progressed him down to the 2-yard line.
I would be looking for 21 to carry that football. 2, maybe 3 times.
Yeah. Whitley under center. And he is going to keep it around the right side. He finds the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans.
I'm telling you, that right side of the Trojan line just shoved the Cameron Yeoman straight back into the end zone. And Mr. Whitley had no trouble getting into the end zone.
A 16-play, 71-yard drive by the Trojans that ate up about 6 minutes off the clock. And the Trojans are within an extra point of tying this game up. Here's the snap, the hold, and the kick. It's all good. And with 10:27 left in the first half, we're all tied up. It's 7-7. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their 3 locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank and Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Well, that was a very impressive drive put together by the Trojans. 16-play, 71-yard drive that was capped off by that 2-yard run by Whitley.
But the big play was the difference in that drive. You cannot give them a big play and then let them keep churning up yardage on offense while your offense is sitting over on the sideline.
Elsewhere in the bracket, Hallettsville is leading McGregor 12-7. That's a halftime score. White Oak is beating Newton 28-20. Franklin is up on Godley 14-7 at the half. And right here, the Cameron Yeoman and the Troy Trojans are tied at 7. Number 3, Wall up on Bushland 28-7. New Boston is beating Malakoff 14-7. And Dangerfield up on Pottsboro now 21-10. Ryland Cox will tee it up and boot it away to the Yeoman. It's going to be fielded by Aaron Sims at the 15-yard line. He will hand off around the near side to Colt Leibye. Leibye's hit at the 25, the 30, breaks the tackle. That is at the 25 and out to the 27-yard line. So the Yeomen will begin this drive from their own 27.
Well, if any indication from earlier is they're playing way back off of the two wide receivers. In other words, they're giving them the go down about 8 yards and break to the sideline. They're giving them that route. And when they try to bring a stunt up the middle, they only have one safety. So it's going to be interesting to see if we catch them in one of those stunts.
First and 10 for the Yeomen from their own 27-yard line. Trip receivers will load up the wide side of the field as the Yeomen are moving right to left here in the second quarter toward the clock end zone. Capriva wants to throw. He's looking deep. He's got Washington. It's caught, and it's a foot race. Washington to the 30. He's to the 20. He will take it home. Touchdown, Yeomen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wide open.
73 yards. And just like that, the Yeomen regain the lead.
Speed is the difference. That's the reason they want to keep the football and drive and eat up clock, because the Cameron Yeomen can score in a hurry. And as long as the Cameron Yeomen don't have the football, they're in good shape. But they're in trouble when the Cameron Yeomen get the ball on offense.
Capriva will hold as the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point is forthcoming. Garcia to try to make this a 14-7 game. Here's the kick. It's up, and it is hitting the uprights and bouncing out. The extra point fails. But just like that, a one-play, 73-yard drive. The connection from Capriva to Washington goes the distance, and the Yeomen are up 13-7 with 10:08 remaining in the first half. This is Yeomen football on the ranch.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat-screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. HostCameron.com.
Well, speed, there's no substitute for in the world of sports. John Washington had three steps on his defender, and Jason Capriva just laid it in there. About a 40-yard pass in the air, and Washington never had to break stride.
He just went straight down the field, ran right by the safety, who turned around and tried to chase him, but that was no race.
And the Yeomen will tee it up with a 13-7 lead. Yvonne will boot it away. And it's going to be high and fielded at about the 17-yard line. Back up the far sideline and out of bounds. Let's see where they'll mark him out. At the 32-yard line, that was Jake Schmidt on the return.
Well, the Yeomen are kicking the ball off close to the sideline, which is automatically hemming them in. They have no place else to go but straight up the field. That's not hard to cover.
From the 32, this drive will begin. The Trojans coming off of a 16-play, 71-yard drive in their previous possession. The Yeomen answer right back with a one play, 73-yard strike. Whitley comes to the line of scrimmage. Under center he goes. And he will keep it around the right side again. And he is down at the 34. That's a gain of 2 yards.
He fakes that ball going one way, and then he pulls the guard, and he follows the tailback the other way. And the Yeomen stayed right at home on that play. Now, they just got to stay away from giving up the big play down the field.
Second down and 8 for the Trojans. They sprint to the line of scrimmage. It is Solis in motion as the handoff goes to Avila, and he dives across the 35 to the 36 for a couple more, and it's going to be third down and 6 for the Trojans.
Well, Weber was the first man there. Then came Wright and Cullen.
The Trojans need the 42. The ball is at the 36. And you might watch for that play-action pass. In motion, one man. And this is Whitley. He will take it himself around the right side of the 39-yard line.
They do not want to throw the football. They do not want to throw it, so they're going to let Whitley carry the ball. And see, I don't know what they'll do here. Fourth down, three or four?
Fourth and three from their own 39, it appears. I don't know. It appears they're going to go for it.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they want to give that ball back.
Well, Yeoman have their defense out and shifted into place. And here's the handoff around the right side, and he won't get it. He is stopped at the 40-yard line. That was Garrett Qualey on the carry.
They do not.
Well, they're gonna do anything they can to keep it out of the hands
of
the Yeoman.
That's right.
That could be a big turning point right there. As the Yeoman now have it over on downs at the Trojan 40-yard line.
I would be anticipating some kind of a stunt early trying to get the Cameron Yeoman in a long distance situation, because if they don't, now they've got 5 men in the box and linebackers getting ready to come.
Twins to both sides for the Yeoman, and the handoff is to Trayon Smith around the right side. He's across the 40, driving his feet, keeping him churning all the way down to the 32-yard line. Goes Trayon Smith. They'll mark him at the 31-yard line. That's a 9-yard pickup.
That's just a zone read. That means all the linemen were blocking to the right side. Trayon then just tries to find a gap to go through, and the whole wall just went up there and took 9 yards.
Second and a yard. The whole playbook is wide open here. Twin receivers go to both sides. Ball is on the far hash mark as the Yeoman move right to left here in the second quarter. Trayon Smith is a slot receiver to the left side as Capriva is alone in the backfield. And he will hand off to Smith. Smith is across the 30 and fighting to the 27-yard line. Smith from the slot receiver comes back and takes the handoff for about 4 yards and a first down.
Well, when you see him line up at the slot back like that, you can almost guarantee he's getting ready to get the football coming back the other way. In fact, Troy brought the outside linebacker and stunted in and hit him. If the outside linebacker had not been coming, he'd still be running.
First and 10 for the Yeoman from the Trojan 27-yard line. Trip receivers come to the near side. That is the wide side of the field now. It is Sheffield alone wide to the right. And now the Yeoman want a timeout.
Running back is Galen White. Jalen.
As the Yeoman call a timeout, we will take a break with them with 7:20 remaining here in the first half. The Yeoman with a 13-7 lead over the Trojans. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
Selecting a long-term care facility for a loved one is not an easy decision. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center encourages families to utilize resources such as Medicare's nursing home comparisons to assist in making this decision. If you're in need of long-term care for a loved one, we invite you to tour our facility, ask questions, and review our Medicare ratings. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, locally owned and operated for over 45 years, located at 2202 North Travis in Cameron.
Welcome back. Capriva hits Sims out on the near side for that little bubble screen, but it does not go anywhere. Great defense by the Trojans.
I'm telling you what, there were 6 maroon shirts flying out here, number 14 standing all by himself, which means if you fake that, somebody's going to be open down the field.
A loss of a yard. It's second down and 11 now for the Yeoman from the 28. Washington comes to the near side with Pratt. It's Sims and Sheffield wide right. And Jalen White is in the backfield with Capriva. Capriva wants to throw. Right side, almost intercepted.
I cannot believe he threw that pass.
Yeah, that was 6 points written all over it the other way. Taking a bead on that one was Austin Tolosic.
Number 34 was running right with our receiver. In fact, he was between Capriva and the ball.
So it's third down and 11 as Capriva got away with one there.
Woo! They don't need to waste this great field position. They need to put points on the board right here.
Again, Twins go to both sides. As Capriba will drop back, and he drills one over the middle. Justin Pratt has it, and it's going to be close. He needed the 12. I think he got the 12. No, the 17, I'm sorry. He needed the 17-yard line, and that was right where his forward progress was. In fact, they may have to measure this one to appease the Troy coaches.
I don't think so.
They're moving the chains. First and 10, Yeoman.
Beautiful pass and great reception. But they're giving us those things. They're playing so far off our receivers that we can go down 5, 6, 8 yards and break in or break out and be wide open.
Sheffield and Washington wide to the right. Sims and Pratt wide to the left. And Smith is back in the backfield with Capriba. And he'll get the call around the right side. And he turns the corner and spins down to the 13-yard line. They'll forward progressing right at the 13. That's a gain of 4 on the 6th play of this drive that began back at the Trojan 40-yard line.
They're trying to get him to run laterally, and that's what he's doing. But if he ever turns it north and south through that, he's going to go into the end zone because they're trying to string him out from side to side.
Ball spotted at the 14. That was a 3-yard gain. Second down and 7 for the Yeoman from the far hash mark. And Capriba, quick pass right side, Sheffield. Sheffield breaks inside the 10. Can't break free, though, of one defender. He'll forward progress to the 9-yard line. And that'll set up a 3rd down and 2 for the Yeoman.
Yeoman have got to go north and south and stop running sideways.
They are inside the Blair's Discount Center red zone at the 9-yard line, 3rd and 2. 5 minutes remaining in the first half. 13-7, the Yeoman lead it. Ironically, Coach, just when we were talking about the picked up where they left off in that last game, the Trojans go 16 plays and 71 yards. Capriva's going to run it this time. He's inside the 10, spins down inside the 5 to the 4-yard line, and it's 1st and goal for the Yeoman. Again, that was that option play that wasn't an option.
Well, it could have been. But once he decided he was going to keep it, it was all over. But if anybody had showed up and he pitched the ball, Trayon was out there this time.
1st and goal for the Yeoman at the 4-yard line. Jalen White along with Pratt and Sims wide to the left. Sheffield wide right. Smith is flanked to the right of Capriva in the backfield. And Smith gets the handoff right up the middle. Breaks a tackle, dives toward the end zone, and they're going to mark him 6 inches short of a touchdown. 2nd and goal from about the 1-foot line.
Well, you know the Trojans are going to try to fill those inside gaps. Put a man in every gap. It'll be up to the offensive line to see if they can knock him back for 6 inches.
And trips go to wide to the left. Here's the handoff to Smith again. This time he dives across. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Right side of that line did the job.
And with 3:42 remaining in the half, the Yeoman go up 19-7 on the Trojans. The extra point coming up. Coach, do you go for 2 here? You try to make
no,
that
I think
that.
I think I'd go ahead and kick it, but they're going to.
Yeah, Garcia's putting the tee down.
I believe I'd go ahead and kick it.
So here's the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point as Capriva will hold. And the kick is up, and it's good. And with 3:40, no, it's no good. It was wide left. So the narrow goalposts are kind of playing with the mind of Garcia, I believe.
I believe they must be because it's a good snap, good placement, and all he does is kick it and he's been wide.
He hit the goal post and bounced out last extra point. This extra point, it sailed wide right. And with 3:42 left in the first half, our score, the Cameron Yeoman 19, the Troy Trojans 7. This is Yeoman football on the ranch.
At Standards Home Health, they believe that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals. Call the professionals at Standards Home Health to find out more about home health services. You have a choice when it comes to choosing a home health provider. Choose the provider that has raised the standards in home health care across the state of Texas. Standards Home Health and Hospice. 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
We are at Crusader Stadium on the campus of Mary Hardin Baylor in Belton as the Cameron Yeomen and the Troy Trojans meet up in the Region 3 semifinals of Class 2A Division 1. And the Yeomen have the edge right now 19-7 as Michael Yvonne will tee it up as Whitley. And let me see, that is Schmidt back to receive. Schmidt will take it at the 13-yard line. He's up to the 23, 24-yard line. They'll mark him at the 23, a 10-yard return by Schmidt.
A familiar name, Samari Wright down on the tackle.
Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive for the Yeomen. 10 plays, 60 yards, capped by that Smith 1-yard TD run. The extra point failed, and the Yeomen are up 19-7. Your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Don's Paint and Body, with years of experience in making your car look brand new again. Slot right. Whitley will hand off right side to Avila. He's banged up after about a 2-yard dive to the 25-yard line. Second down and 8. Approaching 3 minutes to play here in the first half. The Yeomen lead it 19-7. This time it is a slot right as Whitley's going to throw. Dropping back, he is being rushed out of the pocket and throws on the run, and this one is incomplete. Intended down the Troy Trojan sideline for Seth Solis.
Well, their main goal is to throw the ball deep. They're sending one receiver straight down the field trying to get open for the big play, but that time he came off and tried to find a man on the sideline, but he was well covered.
Early in the third quarter, Refurio leading Rogers 30-28. Here it's 19-7 Yeomen, the Trojans with the ball on a third down and 8 from their own 25-yard line. Slot left, Whitley under center. Slot man comes in motion. Whitley is going to pitch out to him. He turns the corner. He's hit and dropped. He will make a first down on a third effort.
My goodness, there's that pitch play again, and the Cameron Yeomen have got to get somebody out there on it.
That was a great second and third effort.
Well, they're going to take a timeout to see.
As they'll bring the chains over, it could be, I think from here it looks like he's got it. While they measure, East Bernard leading Poe 14-7. Wascom is leading Crawford 20-14. And Centerville losing to Corrigan Camden 22-0. Boy, by the nose of the football, that's a first down. That's all Division II of Class 2A scores. In Division I of Class 2A, Newton is losing to White Oak 36-20. Or 35-20. That's a big upset in Class 2. Hallettsville beating McGregor 12-7. That's a halftime score. I formation, slot left, and the handoff is to the slot guy, which is Solis, and he will barely get back to the line of scrimmage.
Adams all over that play.
Second down and 10 for the Trojans. Yeoman stop here. Might use a timeout, huh?
They could. I guarantee you, the Trojans want to try to eat up as much of this clock as they can.
This time they'll send one man wide to the left. And the handoff is to Solis. He'll come back the other way. There's a flag as this is a reverse pass. Downfield, it is tipped and intercepted by Reed Nickerson. They're saying Reed's feet were out of bounds when he caught the ball. And that's probably right.
Yep. It was a reverse pass, and it got tipped. Nickerson just happened to be down on one knee when he made the catch, but that leg that he had down was out of bounds.
And there is a flag. We'll see what the flag was. It could be third down and 10 for the Trojans if that is going to be declined. Illegal shift is declined by the Yeoman. So it's third down and 10. The clock stopped with the incomplete pass. A minute 50 remaining.
And the Cameron Yeoman have a golden opportunity here because the Troy Trojans do not like to punt. They do not like to pass. And now they're looking at third down and 10.
Blake Munt comes wide to the right. I formation, Whitley under center. And now he'll shift Avila. And now with some confusion on the play call with the lineup of the backs, Whitley calls a timeout. We'll keep it right here. That is their second time out of the half, I believe.
That's correct.
And it'll be a third down and a long 9 for the Trojans from their own 34-yard line. Coach, they've shown lots of, I don't know if it's courage or desperation or what, in running the ball on fourth down in their own end of the field to keep the ball out of the hands of the Yeoman.
Well, I think they realize that they've got to do that. They've got to do that because when they don't have the speed, unless the Cameron Yeoman, of course, start getting penalties or turning the ball over, but they don't have the speed to stay up with the Cameron Yeoman wide receiver, so they're trying to keep the football, whatever they can do.
Well, Franklin is leading Godley 14-7 as they begin the third quarter in that ball game. Newton trailing White Oak 35-20. Newton, the number 2 team in Class 2A. To the line of scrimmage come the Trojans. Wing right, 2 backs. Whitley will roll left and keep it. He's got a wall of blockers and lots of room. Stiff arms across the 45 up to the 47-yard line on a big third down play. Whitley converts.
You know, he's got to be the man carrying the football because nobody else can make anything. And they fake the ball to the right, pull 2 guards, and there was nobody left over there except one linebacker trying to fight off 2 blockers.
That would have been a great opportunity to get the ball back into the hands of the Yeoman. Slot left, a man comes in motion to the near side. The slot man gets the ball. He is swallowed up by DeAndre Adams after he runs into his own man in the backfield, or was that Weber?
Well, no. Adam Carranza was back there also. Carranza was the first guy to hit him.
Second down.
Keep an eye on number 21 because he's their man.
And Weber, a defensive end, is having a great night as well. Here's a handoff up the middle. Another short gain, and we have a timeout called, I believe.
Yeah, Cameron.
Mayo picks up about 3, and it's going to be third down and 9 again as the Yeoman will stop the clock with a minute and 1 second remaining. We'll keep it right here. Now, the Yeoman would like to get the ball back with some time left, but the Trojans, Coach, have really done well on third and long conversions.
Absolutely.
That was the 7th play of this drive that started back at the Trojan 23. It's up to the 48-yard line and obviously 4-down territory for the Trojans. Yo Band getting ready to perform here at halftime. We'll bring you that. We'll also bring you scores from games across the state of Texas in the 2A and 3A brackets as we're watching several of those, including the Hallettsville-McGregor game, which is 12-7 Hallettsville at the half. The winner of this game plays the winner of that game in the state quarterfinals next week. Third down and 9 for the Trojans after the Yeoman timeout. Yeoman have 1 timeout remaining. From the 48-yard line, Trojans send one man wide to the right. Whitley will roll to his right, and he's got room. He's across the 45, the 40, down to the 38-yard line, and the Yeoman don't have an answer for Whitley yet.
Well, they're just doing nothing but faking the ball one way, pulling 2 guards and coming around this side, and they're just knocking the Cameron Yeoman defensive lineman straight back. That means the line and the outside linebackers both.
Now all of a sudden the Trojans are thinking points. Here's a handoff around the left side, and there's nothing there. That was Justin Pratt on the tackle of Jake Schmidt, and it's second down and 10.
And Troy takes the timeout.
Yeah, Troy's thinking points now, as we will keep it right here for the time being. With 39 seconds remaining until the half. And a beautiful night for high school football right here in Central Texas. We are at Crusader Stadium on the campus of Mary Hardin Baylor. What a beautiful facility that has been provided to the Crusaders.
Do you prefer the green turf over the red?
I absolutely do.
I thought you might.
Or the blue or anything else. Green just seems right.
Yeah. Well, the team areas on both sides are the purple of the Crusaders. The end zones are purple, while the field is all green with white numbers. The end zone has Crusaders in white, trimmed in gold. So it's a beautiful setup.
It really is. And it's got a brick wall all the way around it, about 6 feet tall. Here we go on a second down and 9 as Whitley wants to throw. Sets up, flushed out of the pocket, rolling to his right. Sets up again and throws one, and this one is misfired down at the 15. Had a man coming back on an adjustment, but couldn't connect with Bryce Harriman, and it's third down and 10. We'll call it third and 9 from the 37-yard line. 19-7, our score here as we are 33 seconds from the half. Whitley.
Tried the belly bomb.
Yeah, tried the belly bomb, and that was Adam Carranza who wasn't going to make that happen.
The quarterback came out of there, coming around to his right side, slipped the ball into the tailback's stomach, who was just sitting behind the guard. Everybody kept coming to the right. The ball carrier tried to sneak out to the left side, but Adam Carranza was all over that play.
That's a loss of 3. It's going to be fourth down and 12 now. And I think the Yeomen have used a timeout now with 16 seconds remaining. They used their final timeout, but obviously, Coach, they're going to have time for one play if they hold the Trojans here. That's all it takes, though, right?
Yeah, but I would imagine they'll be in a prevent defense.
Let's see. Again, the shocker so far is White Oak beating up on Newton 35-20 at the half. And Franklin beating Godley 14-7. That is a halftime score as well.
Well, wherever 21 goes, the football is going to go, so you might as well get ready for him.
Fourth down and 12 from the 40. 16 seconds remaining in the half. This could be a shot to the end zone as we've got one wide receiver wide to the right. That is Jeremy Ball. And this is going to be a run by, was that?
Whitley.
Whitley, who was caged up for about a gain of a yard.
Well, somebody got through there. It looks like Samari Wright got through there and stacked up those guards that were trying to pull to get out in front, and that didn't leave Whitley any place to go.
So the Yeomen have 10 seconds to work with from their own 40-yard line. They are 60 yards away, and you're right, Coach. Look at the prevent defense out there. Whitley is going to be way back along with Chance Oliver. They are both standing back at their 40-yard line. That is 20 yards from the line of scrimmage.
Now, if you hit Mr. Sims out there, not going deep, but hit him in the open field, that could be a different foot race.
No doubt. The Yeoman will try to get it into a playmaker's hands as Washington, who has a 73-yard catch already, is lined up wide to the left. But a quick pass over the middle is to Sheffield, and it's a toss back and fumble and fallen on by Brooks. A little razzle-dazzle by the Yeoman in the secondary.
Finnick made the catch.
Down around the 43-yard line. The Yeoman with 2 seconds left. They set the clock, and here's the snap and the spike with no seconds left on the clock. Really? And let's see. No seconds? Are they going to spot it? Well, now they're going to talk about it. Time expired on the spike, so the Yeoman won't get another shot. That is the end of the first half. The Cameron Yeoman lead the Trojans 19-7. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
And welcome back to Crusader Stadium as the Cameron Yeomen lead the Trojans here 19-7 at the half. Good to have you listening in this evening, whether you're listening by way of radio or on the Internet. Which one of you guys are going to do the stats? All right. We'll have the stats from Coach coming up in just a moment. Kylan Harrell injured in the first half, limping off of the field, favoring his right ankle or leg. He looks like, Coach, that he may be done for the night.
I would think so.
And as long as, you know, give him a week to recover from that. But Kylan was hurt on very early in this ball game and has not seen action since, so we don't expect his return.
Well, we're seeing the typical ball game we expected to see. The Trojans trying to keep the ball on the ground, eat up as much time and yardage as they can. And the Cameron Yeomen have discovered that if you don't give up the big play, that you can stop this offense. But every time they need a big play, number 21 fakes the ball and comes around there behind those blockers, and we haven't stopped that one yet. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens here in the second half.
Again, the Trojans won the toss and elected to receive, so the Yeomen will get the ball first in the third quarter. As the Yo band makes its way down onto the field, let's take a look at some halftime numbers.
Well, for the Cameron Yeomen, they have 8 first downs to Troy's 7. Rushing, the Cameron Yeoman have 72 yards to Troy's 99. Passing yards, the Cameron Yeoman have 143 to 25, and that was on that one long pass that they caught. Cameron Yeoman are 7 of 10 with one interception. He's got 7 of 10 and one touchdown, while Troy are 1 of 6. There's been no turnovers in the ball game. The Cameron Yeoman have 1 5-yard penalty. The Trojans have none. The leading rushers for the Cameron Yeoman, Trayon Smith with 11 times for 57 yards and 2 touchdowns. Whitley for Troy has 11 carries, 58 yards and a touchdown. Passing, Capriva 7 of 10, 143 yards. Whiteley 1 of 6 for 25 yards. Receiving for Cameron, Sheffield has 4 catches for 54. Washington has 1 for 78 and a touchdown. And the only pass that Troy's completed was to Bryce Harmon, 1 for 25 yards. So it's about as the statistics show you the kind of ball game that we're having. One is trying to grind it out on the ground, trying to keep the ball away from the Cameron Yeoman offense. And when the Cameron Yeoman offense gets the ball, they're putting points on the board.
Well, the 125-yard completion by the Trojans actually is the big play in the game for them. That was the play on a third and long that kept that drive going, their only scoring drive of the night so far.
That's correct.
It was one of those 16 plays in that scoring drive that helped them go the distance and put points on the board. 19-7 is our halftime score. You're listening to the Germania Halftime Report. And we will take a quick break and be back with tonight's performance of the Ohio High School Marching Band right after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Rubach, representative of Rubach Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
And we are back as the Yohai School Marching Band, the pride of Yohai, on the field. Let's give a listen. High School Marching Band with their performance here at halftime from Crusader Stadium in Belton, Texas. 19-7 is our halftime score. And we will be back in a moment. We'll review some scores from around the state of Texas in the playoff brackets. Some surprises, some not surprises. Right here, though, it's 19-7 Yeoman over the Trojans at the half. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium. Let's take a look at some scores now from playoff games going on around the state of Texas, and we will go to Class 2A. Division 1, and give you those scores first. Number 3, Wall, is beating up on Bushland, 42-7. That is midway through the fourth quarter. New Boston is up on Malakoff starting the third quarter, 14-7. It is Dangerfield over Pottsboro in the third quarter, 28-10. Franklin beating Godley, 20-7. That is midway through the third quarter. White Oak is beating number 2, Newton, 35-20 at the half. McGregor has just moved out in front of Hallettsville, 14-12, midway through the third quarter. And a game that will be played tomorrow, Bangs and Eastland. And, of course, right here, 19-7 Yeoman over Troy. That is the 2A Division 1 bracket. Now, the 2A Division 2 bracket, East Bernard is beating up Poth, 42-7, as they start the fourth quarter. And, boy, here is a real barn burner. Refurio, 51. Rogers, 48. That is late in the third quarter. 51-48, Refurio. Seems whoever has the ball last in that one may advance. Cooper beating Scurry Rosser, 20-6. Wascom is beating Crawford, 26-14. And Corrigan Camden beating Centerville, 22-7. A couple of games that have been final. Canadian beat Sonora, 28-14. And Cisco beat Abernathy 41-14. A game being played tomorrow is S&S Consolidated and Leonard. But again, the big game in the Division 2 of Class 2A is that Refurio-Rogers game. Right now, Refurio up on Rogers 51-48. And in a Class 3A Division 2 game, the Rockdale Tigers are leading Cold Spring at the half by the score of 7-0. Sinton is beating Cuero, 26-19. It is Lavernia beating Port Isabel, 21-7 at the half. Fairfield is just putting it on Hardin-Jefferson, 49-7. That is midway through the third quarter. A game that is final. Gilmer loses tonight to number 1 Argyle, by the score of 45-38. That is a final. Games to be played tomorrow, Vernon and Shallowwater, Gladewater and Gainesville, and Graham and Estacada. That is Class 3A Division II bracket. Class 3A Division I bracket, Chapel Hill is beating Decatur 28-20. West Orange Stark beating Jasper at the half 6-3. Some final games, Stephenville over Big Spring 47-36. Kilgore beat Lone Star 56-21. LaGrange rolls on. They beat Ingleside 61-24. And Silsby loses to Carthage 49-6. A couple of games to be played tomorrow, Burnett and Lubbock Cooper, and then Rockport, Fulton, and Gonzales. That's the Division I of Class 3A. And now let's drop down to Class 1A. We'll go to Division I playoffs first. And Ganado is beating Thorndale beating Ganado 21-17. That is late in the fourth quarter. Thorndale trying to hold on to a win there. The Mart Panthers are leading West Sabine by a score of 33-12. That's a halftime score. Goldthwaite over De Leon, 14-0 at the start of the fourth quarter. Heiko beating up on Collinsville midway through the third. That score is 42-7. And some final scores in the Division I bracket of Class 1A. Sundown loses to Stanford, 42-7. It is Bosqueville, 42, Alto, 41 in a barn burner there. And Flatonia was shut out by Shiner, 35-0. A game tomorrow will pit number 2, Stratford, against New Deal. That is Class 1A Division 1. Class 1A Division 2, a couple of games underway. Lovelady losing to Bremond, 21-7. And it is Sabinal beating Pryor at the half, 15-14. These games are final in Class 1A Division 2. Wellington beat Farwell 50-14. It was Tenaha beating Chilton 28-16. Falls City beat Milano 43-0. And let's see, Winster beat TLC Academy 41-18. Albany was a 24-21 winner over Ira Ann. A game to be played tomorrow is Seagraves and Booker. That is Class 1A Division II playoffs. There's your scores from around the area, and we'll keep you posted on those closer-to-home scores, including the Refurio-Rogers score, as the latest score we saw there was 51-48 Refurio. We'll keep you posted on that. We'll take a quick break as the Troy Trojans are on the band is on the field performing. We are about 10 minutes away from the second half kickoff, and you're listening to Cameron Yeoman football coverage on 105.1 The Ranch. Our halftime score, the Yeoman lead the Trojans 19-7. Back in a moment.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples. Then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium in Belton. 19-7, the Yeoman lead the Trojans here at the half. Coach, we always like to get the coach's perspective of things. If you're in the locker rooms and you're the coach, what are you saying?
Well, if I'm in Troy's locker room right this minute, I've got to say we've got to keep the football in our hands. We've got to stay away from penalties and turnovers and drive the ball. We know they've got the speed on us. Somehow we've got to get some pressure on Capriva. And uh, that pretty much all you can tell them. We're going to go for broke. We're not going to be punting the ball. We're going to go for it on fourth down all the way, trying to keep the ball away from them because that's the only way we're going to stop them. And if you're in the Cameron locker room, you're talking to your defense about not giving up the big play. When it's third and long and fourth and long, look for number 21 trying to run with the football because passing the ball is not going to has not been effective. We don't have to worry about that too much. But 21 carrying the football, you do, and you still can't give up the big play. Offensively, they're giving us things, and we just need to keep taking advantage of it. Other than that, the game is a long way from over. It's 19-7. There's another half to be played. That's the reason you have, the two halves. But if you're interested in playing next week, you go out and take care of business.
Well, the Omen will get the ball first in the third quarter. And, Coach, make a statement right here and put yourself in a good position by putting some points on the board.
Well, you could. That'd be the ideal thing. Come out and... if you get them down by another touchdown, they're going to be in a real world of hurt. So you need to come out and do that, but at the same time, you've got to be talking to your defense. Make them grind the ball out. Don't give them a big play, because if they don't get the big play, they're going to have trouble keeping the ball.
About 7 minutes away from the second half kickoff as both bands have performed, and now we are awaiting the arrival of the teams. We are at Crusader Stadium, beautiful campus, beautiful facility here on the backside of the campus of Mary Hardin Baylor. Opening season for this facility as the Crusaders have played here for the first time this year. And just a state-of-the-art, first-class facility on the campus of Mary Hardin Baylor. Crusader Stadium, if you haven't checked it out, you need to do so. I'm sure there will be more playoff games hosted here, and, of course, the Crusaders are still in the playoffs and are working out here every day. But it's worth your visit to come watch a football game here at this stadium.
Well, and they play here tomorrow.
So, yeah.
Yeah, they've got a playoff game right here, so it ought to be interesting. Crusaders playing great football.
They are. That's a great program. Let's see. We are at 19-7. Our halftime score, the Yeoman over the Troy Trojans. Again, Coach, speed is the difference in this one. The Yeoman are just there's not too many teams that the Yeoman are going to not match up well with speed.
Well, it's true, and the thing that you've got to watch here is the fact that they're keying on Mr. Sims. Now, Mr. Sims is going to he had a chance earlier on about a 50-yard pass that he couldn't hold on to as he hit the ground in the end zone. But other than that, every time he's done something, they've had a safety and an outside backer right there with him. So, he's going to be used as a decoy. But your other wide receivers, they're playing back off of them about 5, 8, 9 yards. And you can go down and run an out pattern. You can run a stop pattern, a curl pattern. You come across the middle. As long as you protect Capriva back there, you're going to have it. And if they start trying to bring folks, that opens it up over the middle even more than that. So right now, the Cameron Yeoman just need to stay away from making mistakes. Don't need any penalties and turnovers, and things will be fine.
Well, we go back to the scoreboard, and that Refurio Rogers score remains the same as they start the fourth quarter. It is 51-48, Refurio beating Rogers. That is number 9 beating number 10 in the state in Class 2A. Centerville losing to Corrigan Camden, 22-14, and that is with 9:39 remaining in the game. Other scores: Wascom beating Crawford 26-14 as they start the fourth quarter there. That is all in the Division II bracket of Class 2A. In the Division I bracket of Class 2A, New Boston is beating Malakoff 20-7 now. That's midway through the third. We have Dangerfield extending their lead 35-10 over Pottsboro, and that is midway through the third. Franklin extends their lead 20-7 over Godley midway through the third. And White Oak has added a field goal to their lead and now lead the Newton Eagles 38-20 midway through the third quarter. And in a really close game, one that I'd like to be at if I wasn't here, Coach, is the McGregor-Hallettsville game. McGregor has taken the lead there 14-12 over the undefeated Hallettsville Bremas.
Well, we're gonna play the winner of that if we get that through this ball game, and it'll be interesting because McGregor has been wanting a rematch with the Cameron Yeoman. You know, ever since that blowout there at the Yeo Field, and they didn't feel like they came in prepared and didn't feel like they played well. And so if they can take care of Hallettsville, they're going to get their wish. Of course, the Cameron Yeoman have got to still keep playing here in the second half. 19-7 should hold up, but you never can tell. You can't. Some big play for Troy could break things open and give them momentum, but I think as long as the Cameron Yeoman just keep playing their style of football and not giving up the big play, things are going to be fine.
Well, the Trojans put together that 16-play drive, a really impressive drive. It ate up six minutes off of the clock, and they found the end zone, converted on a third and long and a fourth down in that drive, and put the points on the board. But other than that, the Yeo defense has pretty much held the Trojans in check, with the exception of that sweep around the right side, the quarterback keeper by Whitley. And what do you do to adjust for that?
Well, your people have just got to stay home. Your linebackers and everybody have got to stay home, because all they're doing is faking the fullback and tailback one way and pulling two guards going the other way and Whitley just coming around there. And there's no one there. There's nobody to establish a corner. And those two blockers and Whitley are turning up the field with running room, and you've got to have somebody to turn them back inside. All you got to do is get somebody across there to make those blockers not turn up the field, and then Whitley's sitting out there all by himself. So that's the main thing. But sometimes that's easier said than done.
Well, both teams making their way back onto the field. We will wrap it up here on the Germania Halftime Report. Be back with our second half kickoff. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. The Yeoman lead the Trojans at the half 19-7.
Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman Football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
All right, we're back, and we have drawn a name for the Rattlers gas card for the third quarter. Registration box open all week, and the name we've drawn is Barbara Weber. If the Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, Barbara, you win that $30 fuel card from Rattlers. And thank you for playing, and thank you, Rattlers, for sponsoring our giveaway in the third quarter all season long.
Well, I noticed Kyle and Harold has come out without his pads on. He's still got his pants and hip pads on, but no shoulder pads and no helmet, so he's through for the day.
Well, hopefully the Yeoman can do it without him. They are entering the field now as we are just seconds away from the third quarter kickoff. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gelder and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud supporters of the Cameron Yeoman, supporting the youth of Milam County in academics and athletics. Well, that has to be a Trojan horn.
That is a Trojan horn.
Well, hope we don't hear that again. The Trojans on the field now, and the Yeoman again will receive here in the third quarter. And we'll see which direction they will be moving. I believe they'll be moving from our right to left as the Trojans will kick off from the and defend the north end zone in the third quarter. To 19-7, our halftime score as we're about to get underway here in the third quarter. And Barbara Weber is our Rattlers fuel card contestant for the third quarter. The Yeoman will get the ball first, as Aaron Sims and Colt Leibye are going to go back deep to receive the kickoff. The upbacks are Justin Pratt and Miles Brooks.
I don't anticipate them kicking the ball deep.
Maybe not. Rylan Cox is teeing it up. They did kick it deep once. And that's when the yeoman ran it back out to the 27-yard line and then struck for 73 yards to Washington. And it goes deep. It's going to be fielded by Leibye at the 3-yard line. Leibye will hand off to Sims going the other way. Sims up across the 15, spins up to the 20-yard line, and that's where the yeoman will put it into play, first and 10.
Well, Sims was really just one block away from breaking it for more yards than that, but a good defensive play, open field tackle by the Troy Trojans, stopped him inside the 20, or right at the 20.
Well, Malakoff has closed the gap on New Boston. 20-13 is that score now. The Yeoman with the ball at their own 20-yard line, first and 10 to start this third quarter. Capriva in the naked gun, trip receivers wide right, twins wide to the left side. Capriva right side, screen pass. Sheffield, he's got it across the 30, up across the 35 and out of bounds goes Sheffield. They'll mark him out at the 35. That's a 15-yard catch and run by Colton Sheffield.
Good block by Washington out there on the cornerback, too, that sprung him loose.
15 yards, first and 10 from the 35. This time Washington, Brooks, and Sims wide to the left. That is the wide side of the field. Sheffield alone wide to the right. Yeoman moving right to left here in the third quarter or from south to north toward the clock end zone. Treyon Smith in the backfield with Capriva on a first and 10 from the 35. And Smith will get the handoff, follows a blocker, and across the 35 out to about the 37-yard line.
Well, I knew they were getting ready to run it because they only had five men in the box, and actually they had four, but they brought a linebacker stunning in there. But as long as they're going to keep that few guys in there, Treyon Smith's going to get a steady feed of that football.
2-yard pickup by Smith, second down and 8 from the 37. Again, Smith in the backfield, twins both sides, ball between the hash marks. Capriva surveying the defense. Now he'll take the snap, dropping straight back, looking to the near side, and that is caught by Sims and wrestled out of bounds up at the 45-yard line. That is going to be about a half yard short of the first from where it looks like they're going to spot the ball.
Sent the wide receiver deep, brought Sims down about 8-10 yards and broke him to the outside. Threw the ball right over that outside linebacker's head.
Third and less than a yard for the Yeoman. Smith to the left of Capriva, trips wide to the right. This may be where Capriva picks a hold. Yeah, he does. He's got the first, stiff arms across midfield, coming to the near side and out of bounds at the 45-yard line. That is a 10-yard run by Jason Capriva. Yeoman on the move. This drive started at their 20. It is first and 10 at the Trojan 45. Yeoman with twins to both sides. Ball on the near hash mark. Wide side of the field is the Yo sideline. And Capriva will hand off to Smith. Smith breaks one tackle, stumbles across the 35, the 30. He's to the 20, going to the near, the far corner and out of bounds at the 11-yard line goes Treyon Smith. 34 yards on the carry by Treyon Smith. And it's first and 10 from the 11 inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone.
Well, they only had three down linemen and two linebackers in there, and the Cameron Yeoman can block that all day long.
Trips to the wide side of the field. First and 10 from the 11 for the Yeoman. Capriva going to throw, looking across the middle. And he's got Sims, touchdown, Yeoman.
Right over the middle. They're worried about the outside so much, then they put five men down on the line of scrimmage, and then they were worried about the outside, and Sims just broke right across the middle. Capriva nailed him.
Well, that's exactly what you wanted if you're a yeoman.
Absolutely.
Take the ball 80 yards in six plays for the touchdown to extend the lead, and Michael Evon to do the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point. And he boots it through. And with 10:04 remaining in the third quarter, the Yeomen use up almost 2 minutes of the third quarter clock. They go 80 yards in six plays, a 34-yard Smith run in that drive, and an 11-yard TD catch by Sims capped it. The extra point was good, and the Yeomen are up 26-7. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. We're back to Crusader Stadium in just a moment.
Selecting a long-term care facility for a loved one is not an easy decision. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center encourages families to utilize resources such as Medicare's nursing home comparisons to assist in making this decision. If you're in need of long-term care for a loved one, we invite you to tour our facility, ask questions, and review our Medicare ratings. Cameron Nursing and Rehab Center, locally owned and operated for over 45 years, located at 2202 North Travis in Cameron.
Back to Crusader Stadium. Well, the Hallettsville Brahmas have regained the lead over McGregor 20-14. And a winner of that game plays the winner of this game. And we're watching that Refurio-Rogers game. We'll give you an update on that in a moment. Here's the kickoff. It's high and deep. Uh-oh, that's a safety.
I believe it is.
That should be a safety. They're going to wave it and talk about it, but Whitley backpedaled all the way back into the end zone and took a knee. That is a safety.
Yes, sir. He caught the ball at the 2-yard line and then went back on his own.
And here we go, the official. That is a safety. Now, what are they doing?
They're trying to say the momentum of the kick
carried him
into the end zone.
Oh, my. So they're
going
to mark it at the 3?
Yes. Give it to them at the 3.
Well, that's a judgment call, and that's poor judgment on my part there. But,
well, yes. I don't understand that either, because he definitely had the ball at the 3-yard line, and, yes, he had to back up a step. But then he went on and took three more steps to get in the end zone, and that was not the impetus of the football that did that. So the Cameron Yeoman have got him pinned up on the 3.
High formation, and the handoff is to the slot back, and that was Ryland Cox for a gain of a couple out to the 5-yard line.
Well, that number 56 made that stop.
That's Lewis, Christopher Lewis,
defensive end.
The Rogers Eagles are up on the Refurio Bobcats now, 60-51. And here's a handoff.
Whitley
will keep it. He is cut down at the 9-yard line. And it's going to be 3rd down and 4 for the Trojans. And coach, as much as they want to keep the ball out of the hands of the Yeoman, I don't think this is 4-down territory.
I really don't know. They're down 26-7. They might.
To the line they go.
This is a big play.
One man wide to the right. Whitley under center, and he's going to keep it around the left side. He is hit, and he will not pick up the first down. He is dropped at the – they're giving him a great spot out here at the 12-yard line, but he needed the 13.
About the 11.
One official is put it at the 12, one at the 11, and they put it at the 12. It's 4th and 1. He needs the 13, though.
Well, it's all or nothing.
4-down territory here?
Yep.
At the Trojan 12-yard line, they come to the line of scrimmage. Whitley under center, slot left, movement in the line, flags, and that's going to cost the Trojans 5 yards, and now surely they'll punt the ball.
The left side, the wing back and the split end, both moved early.
4th down and 1, and movement in the line is going to back them up 5. And it's going to be 4th down and 6 now for the Trojans, and they'll send the punting unit in. Aaron Sims comes out to about the 50 or 45-yard line to receive the punt.
Lie-by going back also.
Trojans, here's the snap, and the punt is blocked. It is blocked, picked up by DeAndre Adams, and he will take it in for the touchdown.
Blocked by number six.
Justin Pratt makes the block. DeAndre Adams picks it up in the air and carries it 3 yards for the touchdown, and the Yeomen are up 32-7.
Pratt was lined up 7 yards from the line of scrimmage, and when that ball was snapped, he took off, and there was a gap right up the middle. Nobody touched him, and he made a great block, and then we caught the ball and went into the end zone. This is better than a safety.
That is better than a safety. DeAndre Adams with the return on the blocked punt. Here's the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point as Michael Evon boots it through. And with 8:19 remaining, the Yeomen, that is in the third quarter, the Yeomen have scored quickly twice here in the third and lead it 33-7. This is Yeomen football on the ranch.
Home Health for a free in-home consultation to evaluate your situation and to select a home health professional to care for you and your needs. And Standards Home Health is covered 100% by Medicare and accepts TRICARE, Scott & White Health Plan, and most major insurances. So don't wait. Get the care you deserve. Call Standards Home Health at 1-888-671-7007. 1-888-671-7007.
Here, Don's paint and body scoring drive. The Cameron Yeoman in what appeared to be a safety as Whitley backpedaled on a kickoff into the end zone, but they spotted at the three. The Yeoman defense stiffens, and on a punt, the punt was partially blocked in the end zone by Justin Pratt. It landed in the arms of DeAndre Adams at about the three-yard line, and all DeAndre had to do was take a few steps into the end zone, and the Yeoman score again. That's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, a defensive touchdown or a special teams touchdown for the Yeoman, and the Yeoman lead it 33-7. Here is the kickoff. It's going to be fielded by Whitley at the three, and this time he brings it out. He's up across the 20 and down at the 24-yard line, and that's where the Trojans will put it into play.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see if the Trojans continue this idea of trying to keep the offense off the field or if they're going to actually try to win this football game. But if they try to keep the ball on the ground, Cameron Yeoman are going to be well ahead of this game.
One man goes wide to the right. That's Bryce Harriman, as Whitley will hand off to one of the backs. That is Avila, who is banged up after about a three-yard pickup to the 27.
As Adams, Cullen, and Wright on the tackle.
A gain of three, second down and seven from the 27. 33-7 our score, the Yeoman, with two quick scores early in the third quarter. Whitley under center, slot left. And he will keep it around the left side. He is going to be brought down after diving forward for a couple of more yards.
Yes.
And it's third down and five now for the Trojans.
He was stopped that time by Chris Lewis. If you get that big guy around the ankles, he's not going anyplace. You try to hit him up high, and he's pretty strong.
Rodgers leads their game 60-51 with 3:49 left in the game. A fumble on the snap as Whitley is brought down behind the line of scrimmage. Looked like there was movement. I don't see a flag anywhere.
No, they brought a man in motion. And on the snap, they could not make the exchange.
Well, I know the Troy coach thought that they caught the Yeoman offsides on the snap. But
well, the difference is it was an outside linebacker who was not on the line of scrimmage. He was off the line of scrimmage. He took a step forward, yes, but he was not in the neutral zone. That's the difference.
Fourth and nine after a four-yard loss there by Whitley on the center to quarterback exchange, and the punting unit comes on again for the Trojans. Leibai and Sims back to receive the punt. The kick is off, and it's a high kick. Going to be fair caught by Leibai at the Yeoman 45-yard line. 6:26 left here in the third quarter, and the Yeoman with the ball again. They've already scored a touchdown offensively, a score to touchdown defensively, and they have the ball back again all here in the third quarter with 6:26 remaining.
they can stay away from turning the ball over or getting penalties, I think they're getting ready to go put six more on the board.
Well, Refugio has scored. It's 60-58 in that game.
Goodness gracious, that's a track meet.
We said there'd be 120 points scored.
Woo.
It's at 118 right now. Washington comes to the near side along with Sims and Brooks. Sheffield alone wide to the right, first and 10 for the Yeoman from their own 45-yard line. Capriva will throw, looking across the middle. He's got Sims, caught on the stride. He's to the 20, he's to the 10. He will score, touchdown Yeoman. 55 yards, Aaron Sims.
There's just no
substitute.
No substitute for speed, I'm telling you that now.
Aaron Sims, 55 yards as Capriva is throwing strikes tonight.
Well, there's no pressure on him. The one time that they brought pressure on a linebacker early in the first quarter, they were successful.
There's the Standards Life Cycle Solutions extra point by Yvonne. And with 6:16 remaining, we're not midway through the third yet. The Yeoman have already scored three times here in the third quarter. Our new score, the Cameron Yeoman 40, the Troy Trojans 7. You're listening to Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Get ready to win free gas. KMIL 105.1 The Ranch has teamed up with Rattlers Convenience Store to put free gas in your tank in the Rattlers Touchdown Quarter. Just sign up at Rattlers Convenience Store once per visit, then listen to win. The KMIL sports team will draw a name from the registrations at halftime. If the Cameron Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win $30 in free Rattlers fuel. If no touchdown is scored, the gas card rolls over to the following week. Must be 16 or older to win.
Don's Paint and Body scoring drive after the Trojan punt. The Yeoman connect on a one-play 55-yard strike from Capriva to Sims. The extra point was good, and the Yeoman are up 40-7. 6:16 remaining in the third. It is 60-58. Rogers leading Refugio with 3:34 left in the game there. Yvonne will tee it up.
And he has kicked it high and deep the last two times. I mean inside the five-yard line.
And now where Whitley usually is back to receive, Solis is back to receive this kickoff. And it goes to the other side and is fielded at the 10-yard line. Up the sidelines, hit and driven back. I think that was Jonathan McAdalton.
I mean to tell you.
He ran into a brick wall. That was Jake Schmidt who ran into McAdalton at the 20. And when the collision occurred, McAdalton won.
Well, I'm afraid there's a whole lot of fire has gone out of the Troy Trojans right this minute. There's not a whole lot of bounce in their step.
First and 10 from the Trojan 21-yard line. Again, our third quarter is brought to you by Jeff Gelder and the staff at 10-4 Logistics. Whitley will roll to his right, going to throw. He makes makes the throw, and Michael Gelder had both hands on it at the 30 and couldn't hold on.
Well, I'll tell you what, he got rid of it just before Samari Wright plowed him under. Whitley was lucky to get that ball off, and then he almost got it intercepted.
Hallettsville over McGregor, 28-21. That is with under 5 minutes to play in the game there. The winner of this one, appears to be the Yeoman, will go on to play the winner of that one, and that one is still unresolved. Slot left, handoff to the slot. That is, oh my, that was an unfair advantage there by Samari Wright, who just gobbled up. That was Seth Solis, probably, 5'10 and 150 pounds?
I don't know, but he turned it up the field, and he ran into 44, standing right in the middle of that hole, and that was the end of that.
That was the hardest one-yard gain Solis has probably had all season. Second down, third down and 9 now for the Trojans, and, boy, the Yeoman have just had an answer for everything the Trojans have tried offensively here in the third quarter. And this is a handoff to Avila, and Avila's got a little room. Dives up to the 29-yard line. He's going to be a yard and a half short, and it's going to be fourth down for the Trojans.
Well, what they've done, they've discovered that when they have the slot and they bring the slot back in motion, that the outside linebacker stands up and the defensive end stands still.
Oh, they tried to move the chains. That was a yard. There you go.
My goodness, chain crew.
Come on, guys. By the way, Barbara Weber is our gas card winner three times over.
I mean to tell you, glad to give that to her.
Absolutely. Fourth and a yard. Here we go. The Trojans come to the line of scrimmage. Whitley under center, and he will keep it around the right side. He's got the first and about a yard extra as DeAndre Adams wraps him up, but not before they'll move the chains and keep the ball in the hands of the Trojans.
All they're doing now is trying to keep that ball away from the Cameron Yeoman offense.
Hallettsville 28, McGregor 21. Late in the fourth quarter there. Slot right, Whitley under center. He will roll, no stepping straight back. Big rush, throws downfield, incomplete. As Reed Nickerson was defending down around the Yeoman 45-yard line. The intended receiver was Bryce Harriman.
Well, they send one and maybe two receivers, and when they send them out, they send them deep. And the Cameron Yeoman secondary that time was watching for everything. Whitley's having to throw off of his back foot because the rush is getting to him.
A man comes wide to the right, a fumble on the exchange, a flag, and whistles before the snap. So that could have been a blessing in disguise for the Trojans. Well, that's illegal procedure against the Trojans. It'll be second down and 15 now for Troy from the Trojan 27-yard line.
I believe we have a number of people in there, maybe on the defensive line, that maybe the same bunch.
Well, we got DeAndre Adams and Chris Lewis. I know those two are in there. One man wide to the right as Whitley will come right side, and he gets around the corner barely before Samari Wright runs him down.
I'm telling you, Samari Wright.
A two-yard gainer. Third down and 13.
Samari Wright is all over this football field, I'm telling you now. He is having a bang-up football game.
Well, Hallettsville just went up by two scores on McGregor with 2 minutes remaining, so it looks like the Bremas will be the next opponent for the Yeoman. It's a 35-21 game there with 2 minutes remaining. Slot right as Whitley is under center. He will hand off right side to Avila. Avila is gang tackled at the original line of scrimmage, and that'll set up about a fourth down and 10 for the Trojans. They'll give him forward progress up to the 33-yard line.
Ryan Cullen put a stop to that one.
Fourth down and 9 now for the Trojans. They need their own 42.
And they're going to go for it.
From the gun, Whitley now is going to step back into a punt formation, a quick punt, and he boots it away. It's going to be caught by Libby at the 40. Libby up to the 45-yard line, comes to the outside. He's across midfield and down inside Trojan territory to the 46-yard line, and the Yeoman will start from there. .251 remaining here in the third quarter. 40-7 our score. The Yeoman in command here tonight and have the ball first and 10 at the Trojan 47-yard line, 46-yard line. Franklin will advance or with 2 minutes remaining. They are two scores ahead of Godley, 28-14. Coming to the line of scrimmage, the Yeoman will send trips wide to the right. One man to the near side is Brooks. And it's Smith in the backfield as Capriva will hand off to Smith. Around the right side, Smith is wrapped up for a loss.
Well, linebacker coming from the right side cut across. Center could not make his block, and he got him going sideways. But I'm going to tell you, if they hand that ball off going straight up the field, they have no linebackers. They're sending their linebackers. They only have three down. Now they're going to the fourth down lineman, but there are no linebackers. So if they break it straight up the field, it's a foot race.
Second down and 12 for the Omen. Brooks, Washington, and Sam's wide to the wide side of the field, which is the left side for Capriva. And he looks that direction. Now looks right and deep downfield. Sheffield is there. Sheffield can't get to it.
No, they had that cornerback. He knew what was coming. And he already had about an 8-yard head start. Capriva just threw that one up, hoping something would happen. But that play was never there. Now, if they send him deep and send somebody in a flat, it's all over.
Dangerfield whipping up on Pottsboro, 56-10. Malakoff has tied New Boston 20-all in that game with 4 minutes remaining.
I'd look for a draw play.
Trips near side. Sheffield wide right. Third down and 12 for the Omen. And there's the handoff to Smith. Smith is caged up in the backfield and dropped for no gain. As we check in on the brackets, Refurio has taken the lead over Rogers 66-60.
I can't believe that. I'm telling you.
It ain't over till it's over, isn't it?
No.
Fourth down and 12, and Capriva will take the two-step drop back for the quick punt. And he boots it away, and it's going to hit at the 11. Roll down inside the 5 and all the way down to the 1-yard line. How about that?
Nothing's going right for the Trojans, I'm telling you. Beautiful punt.
1:18 remaining in the third quarter, and the Trojans are 99 yards away. 1:30 left in the ball game. With Refurio and Rogers, and Refurio has regained the lead after trailing by two scores with a little over 2 minutes to play. Here's a handoff up the middle, stacked.
Tried to run the fullback.
That was Mayo for about a yard.
Well, the whole inside, Adams, Lewis, Weber, and Wright were all over that play.
Second down and 9 for the Trojans. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Under center goes Whitley. And he will pitch it out to the right side and banged up at the 5-yard line is Ryland Cox.
Got a flag.
Flag from the far side. Line judge will see what he saw. And it's going to be offsides against the Omen. So they'll replay the down with 5 less yards to go.
Have you noticed that when the referee is mic'd up, this year they are calling out who makes the infraction?
Yeah.
First time they've done that this year. But if he's mic'd up, he's telling you who it was that drew the penalty.
It is second down and 4 now for the Trojans after the 5-yard penalty. Slot left, handoff, no. Whitley will keep it around the right side, dives across the 10 to the 11. And that should move the chains for the Trojans.
That is their offense. That is their offense tonight, is to fake the ball to the fullback, pull a guard, and Whitley follows both of them into that side of the line of scrimmage.
Refurio beating Rogers 66-60. There's 45 seconds left in that game.
There's still plenty of time.
Plenty of time. 2 touchdowns. Whitley will hand off around the right side to Cox, who is wrestled down at about the 17-yard line. That's a gain of 6.
Samari Wright and Colton Labai.
Wascom beats Crawford 33-14. Right here, we're headed to the fourth quarter. The Omen in command, 40-7. Over the Troy Trojans, you're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on 105.1 The Ranch and KMIL.com.
You have a choice at Anderley Lumber Company in Cameron. During November, while supplies last, pick from a variable speed jigsaw or a Black & Decker drill driver. Either one's just $29.99. Both make great tools. And if you've ever said, I need a new drill driver, well, then these specials aren't for you. But they won't last forever. Specials are good through November while supplies last. The powerful jigsaw or the drill driver from Black & Decker. Only at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street in Cameron.
Well, we're getting finals rolling in here as it looks like, Coach, the road to the state championship for the Yeoman may not go through Newton this year. And it's the first time in a long time.
I mean to tell you, it's a long, long time.
White Oak is beating Newton 45-28, but there's still a full quarter left. So
watch the Hallettsville-McGregor. I think that's a final now.
I think Hallettsville pulled that one out. They were up by two scores as the Trojans on a second down and four will get out across the 20 with Mayo to the 21, and that sets up a third and short. And the final, Hallettsville, yeah, actually a lot more scoring in that one. It's final 42-21, Hallettsville over the Bulldogs of McGregor. Here's a handoff over left guard to the 25-yard line. Mayo will pick up the first down.
Well, they've discovered that just running the fullback off guard and handing it to him rather than trying to trap it is a lot more successful. And off of that is when they fake the ball to the fullback and pitch and go wide.
Whitley will hand off right up the middle for about 2 yards, maybe about a yard, actually, to the 21. I'm going to make that the 26-yard line. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Join the Booster Club. Become a member. Meeting Mondays at 7 at the Yo High Fieldhouse. A slot left as Whitley is under center, and he will be sacked by Weber all the way back at the 18-yard line.
He was trying to drop back and throw a deep pass, but I'm telling you, nobody blocked Mr. Weber.
And Traylon Weber picks up about an 8-yard sack back to the 18. It's third down and long. Third and 17 for the Trojans. They'll send a man wide to the right this time. Under center is Whitley. And he will keep it around the right side. And he is across the 20 up to about the 24-yard line. A gain of about 6. But it's going to be fourth down and 11 for the Trojans.
Seeing so Pablo Rodriguez, number 74, seeing a lot of action on defense here in the fourth quarter. Now he's going out as bringing linebackers in.
The Trojans will punt and almost miss the punt. It's a low line drive that will be picked up by Leibai at the 45. Were they saying he had a knee down? Why did they blow the whistle? Leibai wants to know why they blew the whistle.
They're going to say he was picked it up. He was on his knee when he picked it up.
But he wasn't.
Well, the guy all the way from the other side of the field said he was. The guy on this side didn't call it.
Yeah, I think the other officials were wondering why the whistle was blown, too. But nonetheless, the ball was blown dead at the 44-yard line, and that's where the Yeoman will begin this drive.
He's trying to explain that to the Coach Sapp over there about what's going on, because Randy didn't understand it either.
Yeah. 9:40 remaining in the ball game. 40-7 is our score. The Yeoman in command here as Capriva still in there at quarterback. Trips wide to the left. Capriva hands off to Smith. Smith up the middle. He's across midfield, the 45, and dropped from behind at the 41-yard line.
Well, that's what I've been waiting for. Instead of him taking the ball from the right side and going left and running sideways, he's on the right side. He took one step left and came right straight up the middle. And, of course, they were pursuing everywhere except where he was.
And it goes for 15 yards and a first down for the Yeoman at the Trojan 41. Sims, Washington, and Brooks wide left. As Capriva hits Sims in the little flare screen out the left side. He's across the 40, down to the 35 and out of bounds. A gain of six on the catch by Aaron Sims. Jalon Bryant out there as a wide receiver for the Yeomen now.
The Trojans have come up now with a four-man line and only one linebacker. Sometimes they're bringing the outside linebacker in closer to where it looks like it's five, but he still can run the ball.
Capriba with the snap, hands off to Smith. Smith up the middle, across the 30, the 25, the 20. He's inside the 15, the 10, and down to the four-yard line goes Trayon Smith.
He put a move on about the 13-yard line. A safety came up. He gave him a hip to the right and went to the left, and that safety fell flat on his face. That was a pretty good move.
27 yards on that run by Smith, and it's first and goal for the Yeomen at the four.
Again, straight up the field.
A direct snap to Smith. He is dancing and darting inside the tackles and is wrestled down at about the one-yard line. Second and goal from the one for the Yeomen inside the Blair's Discount Center red zone once again.
Number seven, Bailey Guyan on the tackle. Second goal from the Troy Trojan two-yard line.
Capriva will send trips wide to the right side. Ball is between the hash marks at the two-yard line, between the one and the two. Second and goal. And Capriva will look for a hole. He does. He sneaks in, and he scores. Touchdown, Yeomen. A Capriva two-yard run caps a four-play, 56-yard drive for the Yeomen. A 27-yard Trayon Smith run in that drive helped set up the touchdown, and with the extra point to come, the Yeomen are up 46-7. That's your Don's paint and body scoring drive. Yvonne will kick, Capriva to hold, and it's up and through. And with 7:56 remaining in the game, our new score, the Cameron Yeomen 47, the Troy Trojans 7. You're listening to Yeomen Football on the Ranch.
At the World Orthodontics with exceptional individual orthodontic care. Smile at the World Orthodontics provides professional, personalized services in a comfortable, stress-free environment. They offer traditional braces for children, teens, and adults, as well as invisible aligners. Visit smileattheworld.com to schedule your complimentary exam today. Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, a proud supporter of Central Texas High School football.
Welcome back. It's been a wild fourth quarter between Refurio and Rogers as the lead has changed hands any number of times in just the last couple of minutes of that game. And Rogers scores with precious few seconds on the clock to tie it up. They can't make the two-point conversion to win it. And the Bobcats and the Eagles are headed to overtime 66-66.
Man alive. Defense is not a word and not a vocabulary for them.
Not tonight.
No.
Right here, the Yeomen are in control, 47-7 over the Trojans.
I didn't know there was enough time in a football game for two teams to score 66 points.
Yvonne will tee it up. And he boots it away. A high and fielded by Solis at the 15-yard line. Up across the 25 to the 27.
I'm going to tell you what. Number 74 is
Pablo Rodriguez.
He has played a lot here in the fourth quarter. But I looked out there and saw him going down on special teams. I see why now. He moves pretty good for a guy his size.
The Trojans, from their own 27-yard line, begin this drive with 7:50 remaining in the game. Really, Coach, that 116-play drive is really been the highlight of the Trojan offense tonight. The O defense has held him in check since. Slot left. Slot man goes in motion. The handoff over left tackle. And it's across the 35 out to the 42-yard line before he's driven back. That's a gain of about 15 yards on the carry by number 34, Austin Tolosic.
What they're doing, I explained it earlier, they're taking the slot back and starting him in motion. And when they do, our outside linebacker stands up. Our defensive end is sitting there by himself, and then they run the sweep right at him, and there's too big a hole.
Again, slot left, the slot in motion, and Whitley will keep it around the right side. He is wrapped up and dropped by Samari Wright and company.
Samari Wright, Gellner, and 64.
And a gain of a couple. It is second down and eight.
That's Lonnie Williams in there also, 64. We have some new people on the front line.
Whitley will hand off around the near side and across midfield down to the 49-yard line goes Austin Tolosic.
As you can see, the Cameron Yeoman have a number of substitutes in the ball game, and Troy is taking advantage of it. They're getting most of the starters out.
Third down and a yard for the Trojans as Whitley will hand off right side to Mayo. Mayo picks up the first down to about the 43-yard line. And the clock will continue to move with 6:20 remaining in this ball game. Refurio and Rogers headed to overtime 66-66. 132 points scored in that game in regulation. Handoff, fumble, ball on the ground. Yeoman recover.
Oh, my goodness. Just a jet quarterback trying to hand off to the fullback, and it came loose, and the Yeoman jumped on it.
Matthew Shupp on the fumble recovery for the Yeoman. And the offense will come back, possibly see a lot of new faces here for the Yeo offense now.
I would hope so.
47-7 our score, 6:08 remaining in the ball game.
Because I certainly wouldn't want to get anybody hurt this late in the ball game.
And it will be Noah Andrus, the quarterback. And lots of new faces out there.
All new faces.
As Andrus will go from the gun now. And he will hand off to Vargas. That is Vincent Vargas. Breaks a tackle. Goes to the far sideline and stumbles across midfield to the 49. That's going to be close to a first down.
That's the same play that we've started running here in the second half. Instead of taking the ball and running from left to right, we take it on the left and go straight on ahead on the left. And, boy, it has been gashing them here this evening.
They mark the ball down at midfield. It's second down and a yard for the Yeoman. Jacob Smitherman now the quarterback for the Yeoman. And he will take the snap and fumble in the backfield and recovered. I'm not sure who knew what was going on there. Vincent Vargas, there was a little bit of a struggle there.
Well, it looked like they were trying to read a read option. The fullback wanted the ball, and the quarterback wanted the ball also.
So it's third down and five now for the Yeoman, and Darryl Flores is the quarterback. As he will option to the left side and run up to about the 48-yard line for a gain of a couple. And it sets up a fourth down and two. And now the punting unit will come on for the Yeoman.
Carrying the ball for Cameron, number 30, Darryl Flores.
Lot of substitutes getting playing opportunities. Lots of freshmen and sophomores.
As Capriva now in to punt it away for the Yeoman. And Whitley is back to receive the punt. I'm sure this will be angled to the near corner as Capriva does boot it to the near side. It's going to hit at the 20 and roll inside the 15, down inside the 10. And here we go again. Inside the, well, right on top of the 5-yard line is where that ball will come to rest.
Just a known fact that if you don't catch a punt, you're going to average losing 15 yards. And tonight they're losing a lot more than that when it hits the ground.
4:09 remaining in the game. First and 10 for the Trojans from their own 5-yard line.
Look at the white, clean jerseys that are out there on that field. They are shining.
I've got a lot of offensive players out there as well. Coming around the right side and brought down finally by Reed Nickerson at the 19-yard line. That's a 14-yard run by Austin Tolosic. First and 10 for the Trojans, and this time Whitley will keep it, and he is brought down after crossing the 20 to about the 22-yard line. Rockdale, I understand, has won in a big upset over Cold Spring. Rockdale does defeat Cold Spring 21-14. Here's a handoff around the right side to Tolosic again, and he's up across the 30 to the 31-yard line, and that's another first and 10 for the Trojans.
Well, they're knocking a bunch of these sophomores and freshmen off their feet and making yards, but it's given us some great experience understanding things happen just a little faster up here at this level.
White Oak over Newton, 52-38, that score. Here's a handoff to Mayo. Mayo is up across the 40. Was that a fumble? That was a fumble, and the Yeomen say they have the ball.
Well, they're going to rule him down. That may have been a mercy call right there.
Maybe so. Second down and 2 for the Trojans. As they come to the line of scrimmage, and they will hand off again over left guard. And out to the 45-yard line, another first down for the Trojans.
And right now, both teams are willing to let that clock run.
52-36, White Oak over Newton with 7 minutes left in that game. Malakoff and New Boston in a battle with 52 seconds left. New Boston with a 34-27 lead. Here's a handoff around the right side to Solis, and he is up across midfield down to about the 47-yard line. Second down and 2 now for the Trojans. And the handoff over the right side. That is spinning across the 30 and down inside the 28 to about the 25-yard line. Goes Rylan Cox. And another first down for the Trojans.
They're just running the same plays they've been running all night. They're just running them against sophomores and freshmen, and it makes a little difference.
Yes, it does. 1:29 remaining in the game. Trojans on the move here. Whitley under center, and he will hand off around the left side to Cox again, and Cox will score. From 25 yards out, Cox turns on the afterburners, gets into the secondary, and the Trojans have scored for only the second time tonight. Against mainly freshmen and sophomores.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. And here comes the extra point. And the kick is up. And it is good by Manoa Rivera. And with a minute 17 remaining in the game, the Yeomen in control here. 47-14 is our score. We're back to Crusader Stadium in just a moment.
For lawn tractors, the comparison shopping ends now, because once you experience a John Deere at Sioux Falls Prater, there really is no comparison. Right now, the quality cut of a John Deere D105 lawn tractor starts at $14.99, and quality meets dependability with the X300 Select Series tractor, which is backed by a 4-year limited warranty. Find your closest location at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends 10-25-2013. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium. I was. I figured that could be 120, 130 points. We've surpassed that, though. The Rogers Eagles in overtime have taken the lead over the Refugio Bobcats 72-66. That game is not final yet, though, as Refugio will, I guess, have a chance to tie it up. Apparently, Rogers could not put the... How can you not make a two-point conversion if you score that many points and there's no defense?
I have no idea.
The Ryland Cox will tee it up with a minute 17 remaining here in the ball game, and he will onside kick it. It's up in the air and up for grabs. It's still up for grabs. It's still up for grabs. It's still up for grabs. It's finally recovered down at the 18-yard line, and we don't know who's got it.
What a fiasco.
Yeoman have it. The Yeoman have it. That was a fiasco, but look who comes up with it. Samari Wright. Ball spotted at the 19, first and 10 for the Yeoman.
Pratt and Wright were the last two down there on the bottom. I don't know which one had it, but at least the Yeoman had it.
Here come all the new faces again. Andrus at quarterback, and we'll get the musical chair quarterback going here again, as in at running back is Jordan Wells now, the freshman running back for the Yeoman. And he will get the handoff, and he is up to about the 20. That's a gain of about a yard.
Well, it's real interesting, because of these young guys coming off against those veterans from Troy,
yeah,
aren't moving quite as fast or blocking quite as hard. It's very interesting
now
to watch.
Jacob Smitherman at quarterback again. Jordan Wells will be to his left in the backfield. And Jacob takes the snap. It's a fumble snap and hands off to Jordan Wells and a loss of 2 yards. A little bit of jitters going on.
I'm telling you, there's some jitters going on out there. Trying to take the snap, make the handoff, everything real fast, and going to let the clock run. This game's over with.
Yeah, that's going to do it. That'll be it, as we are under 10 seconds to play, and there will be no more snaps here tonight. The Cameron Yeoman have cruised to a 47-14 win over the Troy Trojans in round 3 of the playoffs. The Yeoman will move on to play Hallettsville next week at a time and place to be determined.
A rematch.
A rematch.
Last year.
Absolutely. The Yeoman and Hallettsville in the quarterfinal round next week. In the meantime, we'll keep you posted on some scores, including the overtime game, as, Refugio has just taken the lead over Rogers. That's a win, isn't it? Refugio 73, Rogers 72.
Oh, my goodness. They went for it and made it.
Well, they made the touchdown and went for the 1 point, the extra point. And apparently, unless that's a misprint, Rogers has just lost to Refugio 73-72. We will verify that for you. But right here, the Yeoman defeat the Troy Trojans 47-14, and we'll take on Hallettsville next week in the state quarterfinals of Class 2A Division 1. We're back with our postgame show live from Crusader Stadium in just a moment.
Do you need tire rotation, brake replacement, or an oil change? Then you need to stop in and let the certified service department at Cameron Autoplex go to work for you. Cameron Autoplex has expertly trained mechanics ready to answer your questions and provide you with fantastic, friendly service.
Open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Experience fantastic service at Cameron Autoplex in the Business Park on Highway 36 in Cameron.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium as the Cameron Yeomen really dominate here this evening in a game that we said would not mirror their regular season game, but for the most part it did. The Yeomen dominate the Troy Trojans for the second time this year. 47-14 is our final here in Belton from Crusader Stadium. Again, we are watching other scores. We will try to update that for you. It is a final, and it is a official. The Refugio Bobcats defeat the Rogers Eagles 73-72 in a game that saw 145 points tonight and an overtime win by the Refugio Bobcats over the Rogers Eagles. Right here again, 47-14, our final, as both teams are at midfield for an after-game prayer. Our microphone does not work from the field up to the press box, so we will not be able to get you an interview with Coach Rhodes this evening, I don't think. But no, the microphone is simply not working tonight, so we're not going to be able to bring that to you, but we do want to bring you some stats, so we'll get to that. You got them?
He's getting them.
They're computing. All right, Buffalo Bills wrapping up the final stats for us. We'll get those for you. In the meantime, let's take a quick break. 47-14, our final from Crusader Stadium, back in just a moment.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Welcome back. Let's take a look at some of those final numbers, Coach.
For the Cameron Yeomen, they had 16 first downs. I don't know what that is. They didn't have 296. All right. Cameron Yeoman had 16 first downs, had 164 yards rushing, 235 yards through the air. Jason Capriva was 12 of 16, no interceptions, and three touchdowns. Total yards for the Cameron Yeoman, 399 yards. For Troy,
you couldn't find an extra yard in there somewhere?
14? Okay. For Troy, they had 14 first downs, 271 yards rushing, 25 yards passing. They were 1 for 8 passing the ball. Total yards, 296 to Cameron's 399. There was one fumble that Troy Trojans lost. Both teams had two penalties for 10 yards. For the Cameron Yeoman, the leading rusher was Trayon Smith, 18 times, 136 yards, and two touchdowns. Leading passer, of course, was Capriva, 12 of 16 and three touchdowns. The receiving corps, Colton Sheffield, had 5 catches for 69, Washington for 1 for 73 and a touchdown, and Aaron Sims had 4 for 73 and two touchdowns. For Troy, Kyle Whitley was their leading rusher, 22 times for 77 yards. He had completed one pass for 25 yards, and the leading receiver, of course, for Troy was Bryce Harmon, who had the one catch for 25 yards. So it's the kind of ball game we expected. The rushing game, the ball controls, wing T or slot T of Troy trying to grind it out, gambling on fourth downs and everything else, and the Cameron Yeoman scoring from at will pretty much from anywhere on the field to put up a 47-14 victory.
Well, here at Crusader Stadium, they're replaying the highlights on the big screen as the Yeoman are down on the field watching themselves on the big screen. Yeoman dominate 47-14. Let's take a look at how this game really unfolded here tonight. The Trojans would win the toss. They wanted the ball first, but it was a three and out on their opening possession. The Yeoman would pick up a first down, but then would go three and out and punt it away. The Trojans would punt it back to the Yeoman, and that's when the Yeoman would begin or would go to work. From the Trojan 39-yard line, it took the Yeoman six plays to go those 39 yards, and it was capped by this two-yard Trayon Smith run. And a direct snap to Smith, looking for a hole, second effort, and he is in for the score. The extra point would be good, and the Yeoman would be up by a score of 7-0. Troy would then answer back with that long 16-play, 71-yard drive, 6 minutes off the clock, capped by a two-yard Whitley run. The extra point was good, and we were tied up again with 10 minutes remaining in the first half. But the Yeoman would quickly strike back on this 73-yard strike from Capriva to Washington. Capriva wants to throw. He's looking deep. He's got Washington. It's caught, and it's a foot race. Washington to the 30. He's to the 20. He will take it home. Touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman extra point would fail. The Yeoman would be up 13-7, but they would never relinquish the lead. Troy would turn the ball over on downs after four plays at the Troy 40-yard line, and it took the Yeoman 10 plays to go the distance, capped by this Smith 1-yard TD run. And trips go to wide to the left. Here's the handoff to Smith again. This time he dives across. Touchdown, Yeoman. The extra point would fail, but the Yeoman were up 19-7. Troy would again turn the ball over on downs after a 12-play drive, but the Yeoman could not preserve enough time on the clock as the halftime clock expired. The Yeoman would get the ball first in the third quarter. It would be an 80-yard drive in six plays, a 34-yard Smith run in this drive, and then it was capped by an 11-yard TD catch. Capriva going to throw, looking across the middle, and he's got Sims. Touchdown, Yeoman. Aaron Sims with the touchdown there to extend the Yeoman lead. Troy would then take over at their own 3-yard line, and four plays later on a punt in the end zone, the Yeoman would block it. Justin Pratt would block it, and DeAndre Adams would take it in for another quick score. Here's the snap, and the punt is it's blocked. It is blocked, picked up by DeAndre Adams, and he will take it in for the touchdown. And the Yeoman would extend their lead even more. The Trojans, again, would be three and out, and the Yeoman would strike again. This time, one play, 55 yards, Capriva to Sims. First and 10 for the Yeoman from their own 45-yard line. Capriva will throw, looking across the middle. He's got Sims, caught on the stride. He's to the 20. He's to the 10. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman were up 40-7 at that point and on cruise control. Another punt by the Trojans. The two teams would trade punts. Trojans would punt again. And then the Yeoman would put their final points on the board in a four-play, 56-yard drive, a 27-yard Smith run in this drive, capped by a Capriva 2-yard TD run. And Capriva will look for a hole. He does. He sneaks in, and he scores. Touchdown, Yeoman. 47-7 the score at that point, and the Trojans would take back over, and on four plays later, the Yeoman would recover a fumble. Handoff, fumble, ball on the ground. Yeoman recover. And with that, the Yeoman would cruise on to victory. 47-14, the Trojans would put a late score on the board against a lot of freshmen and sophomores for the on defense tonight. 47-14, our final. We're back with more on our postgame show right after this.
Nearly 25% of big semi-trucks on the road in Texas won't pass a basic safety examination. When trucking company management cuts corners and skimps on maintenance, it's the rest of the traveling public that pays the price. If you or someone you love has been injured or killed in a truck wreck, call the attorneys at Capolino Dodd & Krebs, LLP, at 800-460-0606 or visit the website yourcarwreck.com. They can help. Capolino Dodd & Krebs, LLP, never willing to settle for less than you deserve.
Welcome back to Crusader Stadium in Belton, Texas. And it's time to take care of some business here in our post-game show as we pick out today's most valuable player tonight. Standards Lifecycle Solutions' most valuable player is
linebacker number 44, Samari Wright, who was all over that football field on defense.
Samari Wright, our Standards Lifecycle Solutions' most valuable player. Standards Lifecycle Solutions, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Lifecycle Solutions recognizes excellence both on and off the field. Okay, Coach, let's take a look at the play of the game.
Capriva
wants to throw. He's looking deep. He's got
Washington for a touchdown early in the ballgame.
Well, let's set that up for you. The Trojans had just tied the Yeoman early in the second quarter with a 16-play, 71-yard drive and would kick off to the Yeoman from the 27-yard line. The Yeoman would strike 73 yards to John Washington. Let's give a listen. Capriva wants to throw. He's looking deep. He's got Washington. It's caught, and it's a foot race. Washington to the 30. He's to the 20. He will take it home. Touchdown, Yeoman. And that put the Yeoman up for good, 13-7, the score after that. But the Yeoman never looked back and would cruise on to a 47-14 win over the Troy Trojans here tonight. The Yeoman will take on Hallettsville next week at a time and place to be determined. We will have that for you tomorrow morning. If you'll listen to us in the morning for the news, we'll have the time and location of that contest as Hallettsville beats McGregor here tonight. The final in that one, I think, was, 42-21, the final. That was closer than that score indicates. It was a close ball game for at least three quarters, but Hallettsville too strong for the McGregor Bulldogs. So the Yeoman meets Hallettsville next week in the quarterfinal round of the Class 2A Division I playoffs. Some other scores from around Central Texas. Franklin beats Godley 28-14. And Newton Falls, the number two team in the state, falls to White Oak 55-36 for the first time. And I don't know when. The road to the state championship for the Yeoman does not go through Newton. And that's very unusual. 56-10, Dangerfield beats Pottsboro tonight. And in one game that is yet to be played, Bangs will take on Eastland. That's in the Division I of Class 2A bracket. In the Division II of Class 2A bracket, quickly run down some scores for you. The big game, Refurio beats Rogers in overtime, 73-72. It only takes 1 point. East Bernard rolls on. They beat Pope 42-7. And Wascom beats Crawford 33-14. Corgan Camden got by Centerville 22-20. One game left in that bracket. That is SNS Consolidated and Leonard. Rockdale Tigers winners tonight. They advance to the fourth round of the playoffs with an upset win over Cold Spring. So congratulations to the Rockdale Tigers. And in the quarterfinal rounds, that means, Coach, there's only eight teams left.
That's correct. Only eight.
And in 3 weeks, there's another date with Destiny, possibly at Jerry's house in Arlington. However, you've got, I'm just guessing, you got Hallettsville and obviously White Oak.
Could be.
May be the sleeper in 2A this year, White Oak. They just knocked off the number two team in the state fairly convincingly, the Newton Eagles.
Well, somebody told me that when they beat Grandview last week, that was going to be a measure of just how good White Oak was. So evidently they beat Grandview pretty easily, and then they come here and take care of Newton. So the White Oak's for real.
Well, next week it's Hallettsville. We'll again in the morning announce the time and location of that game, and we'll be there to bring it to you right here on 105.1 The Ranch. We do want to say thanks to Addison Guess, who does the board work for us back at the station this evening. Addison, great job. And we want to say thanks to the rest of our sports team tonight. Brett Eberhardt back at the station as well, along with Jerry Bethel snapping the camera for KMIL.com. Thanks to our account executive, Denise Tao, for all of her hard work.
And Wild Bill.
Buffalo Bill back here punching the buttons and relieving you of your duty.
Boy, this was nice.
And remember, to join us next week for Cameron Yeoman playoff football as the Yeoman advance to the state quarterfinals of Class 2A Division I. We'll be there to bring you the action as they take on the Hallettsville Brahmas. This concludes our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman. For Ed and Buffalo Bill, I'm Joe Smith. But again, our final score from Crusader Stadium, the Cameron Yeoman over the Troy Trojans, 47-14. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Belton.
This has been Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Yo Football is brought to you by Julie Shulock, your State Farm agent in Cameron, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Cameron Nursing Center and Rehab Center, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, Cavallino Dodd and Krebs LLP, Little River Materials, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderle Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Cameron Autoplex. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports production.
Let's keep it simple. KMIL is 105.1 The Ranch.
It don't matter what plans I got, I can break them. Yeah, I can turn this thing around at the next red light. Telling all the guys I can't meet them. Hell, we can all go raise some hell on any other night. Girl, I don't care, oh, I just got to see what you're wearing. Your hair, is it pulled up or falling down? Oh, I just have to see it now. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. You don't have to worry. Baby, you can wake me up in the dead of the night. Break my plans, baby, that's alright. This is a drop, everything kind of thing. Swing on by, I'll pour you a drink. The door's unlocked, I'll leave on the lights. Baby, you can crash my party anytime. Ain't a spot downtown rocking the way that you rock me. Ain't a bar that can make me buzz the way that you do. I could be on the front row of the best show and look down and see your face on my phone. And I'm gone so long, hang on, I'll meet you in a minute or two. If you wanna call me, call me, call me. Baby, you can wake me up in the
Celebrating Jesus' birthday. Mary and Joseph were in a stable. Jesus was born in a stable. He wasn't in a big apartment or anything.
Superstar Country, KMIL is 105.1 The Ranch.